much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If I hear one more of these overly loud yawns, get up and walk the hell out. Yawn outside.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What the hell is this guy saying? Yeah, what is this? He's obsessed with death? He's some Mr. Deathmeister? Get real. Who's this guy? He hates animal voices? Then he goes in the other room? He does animal voices? Yeah, right. Who's this guy? What does he hate? Glee? Who hates Glee? It's the most popular show on TV. I love Glee. Glee is the most amazing thing ever. And who's this guy? He thinks he's psycho? What's he, Mr. I'm Psycho? Like he's that Halloween show, Psycho? And he likes the gays? And who's this other guy? What did you do? What the hell is that? No way. What did you do?
And now.
For real.
For real, for real.
For real, for real, for real.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, that was a tour de force right there.
Yeah.
That Palin and situation.
Oh, yeah.
They do good work.
It's the golden age of acting. No
really
question.
Is.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, folks. It's Wednesday. It's the first of double December, and it's time for your telephone calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. That is our toll-free number. You give us a call, talk about whatever you want, and we give you a prize for it. Hey, real quick before we get started and people are listening, what's the verdict on the word ejaculate?
We had this conversation right before, Kevin. That's why.
Well, because I'm very puzzled by it because there's a phenomenal story in the news. What?
I don't know. You know that we don't know that. The problem is that we have lawyers for this company, and the lawyers for this company are scared to death of any word that is in the English language. So
they'll immediately say no.
So who knows what? I mean, it's just
right.
A guessing game.
And Bean brought that up, and then I said, "Well, it describes a sexual kind of process. I don't think it's okay." He said, "Well, you could say masturbate," and we all agree on that.
You could say orgasm.
Look, you're right.
You can't say euphemisms for so many. Like, you can say penis, but you can't say any number of other euphemisms.
Yes.
Same thing with vagina. But I mean, the E word that I just mentioned is the word that is the medical description, the technical word, the right word. Right? It's not the euphemism.
Right.
So
we
so
can't
it's okay.
use any of the euphemisms for that word either. By the way,
right? That's
right.
What I'm
that's
saying.
What
that's my point.
I don't think we can use.
But his point is that's the technical one.
Yeah.
Right. So that we should be able to use as we can use penis. You
right.
see what I'm
we
saying?
We can use penis.
Right.
We can't use euphemism. We can use.
I see what you're saying.
Masturbate. We can
and
use
I think
euphemism.
You're wrong.
So in other words, I've proved my point, and it's completely logical. Don't do
yes,
it.
Because logic does not apply to this situation, unfortunately.
All right, we need to run this one up the corporate flagpole and find out. By the
I
way,
guarantee you.
And then I said,
word?
Why? Why run it up the flag?
No, I guarantee if you run it up the flag, I'll put money on it.
Yeah.
We need further clarification
back,
on the policy.
It'll come back down the flagpole with a giant no.
But there has to be some explanation.
Nope. There sure doesn't.
No, well, let's do it. Let's do it just for the sake of you winning money or losing money. I mean, I'd love to. I'd
Bean
love
doesn't
to
really
it.
Bet. I'll bet
no,
you a dollar, Bean.
But the attorney generally does give a reason why, though. They do discuss it. And by the way, I love making guys in suits in New York, or in this case, a woman
this
in
is
suit
funny.
In New York. I love making them sit around on a Wednesday afternoon and have a conversation about whether you can use that word on the radio or not and why. I love making their lives as miserable as ours is every day.
And the reason is because a lot of times we're able to put up a pretty good argument. And we don't just accept what they say. So then we go back to them and we say, what about this, this, and this? And so now they're in the room around the conference table and they're having – I would bug that room. That would be so great to listen to. Can you imagine?
It would be amazing.
What about this word? What about that word?
I think we've got a strong case this time, though.
We always do. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that.
You're all so right, well, hopeful that someday everything's going to start
he
running.
He always is.
Really, everything all of a sudden is just going to snap into being logical, and it just isn't.
Do you think it's because he's geographically removed from here that he's not
no.
as beaten?
No, it's just the way his brain works, I think.
I think his brain, he can't accept that this is perfectly
well,
good logic, so.
That's what it is that I'm more logical than I am whatever it is they are. It's not emotional. I don't know what it is. Fear-based, I guess.
It's
yes.
scary. It's scaring, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, here's the story. By the way, 1-800-520-1067 if you want to call and get on the air and talk about any topic. And I got to tell you, red flags went off all over the place when I saw this story anyway, and others are questioning it too. It hasn't been reported by Reuters or the AP, but it is on every website. and it apparently started from Dead Serious News.
Okay, so you think it might not be true because it's not?
You tell me. I'll let you be the judge, because it really is too good to be true. 47-year-old gay man arrested at San Francisco's International Airport after the E-word while being patted down by a male TSA agent. Now, I know it's a hot-button story that these TSA pat-downs have become too intrusive.
No
and hey, how about buying me a drink? You know what I'm saying? But this just seems too good to be true,
no
right?
Way.
I don't believe it. And I don't think anyone would be arrested for it either.
Well, you can't be arrested for it.
No.
I mean,
and that's part of the story. You got arrested.
Evidence, item number two that it may be fake is the man's name, apparently, according to the article, is Percy Cummings.
Yeah, nope.
An interior designer.
Nope.
From San Francisco.
Nope.
Being held without bail after the alleged incident. Charged with sexually assaulting a federal agent.
Unless that was liquid explosives.
No way.
That he somehow figured out.
First of all, I've been patted down about as good as you could be patted down.
That's not happening. Even if you're gay, right?
Even if you're, if you walk into that pat down and you are 80% of the way there.
Right. You're, as the Arcade Fire says, ready to start.
Correct. It's not going to happen. They don't linger.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to the story. According to Cummings' partner, Sergio Armani, Cummings has multiple piercings on his manhood, which were detected during a full body scan. As a result, he was pulled aside for a pat-down. Armani stated that the unidentified TSA agent spent, quote, an inordinate amount of time groping Cummings, who had apparently become sexually aroused. Cummings has a history of sexual dysfunction, and he, E-word, while the TSA agent's hand was feeling the piercings, the TSA agent, according to several witnesses, promptly called for backup. Cummings was thrown to the ground and handcuffed.
Thrown to the ground and handcuffed.
You know that conversation we have about highest high, lowest lows? The quickest way that something can turn from being awesome to being not awesome?
Look,
this
here's
is it.
There is one way that this story could be true. One way, and that's that it's the rare exception where there's a TSA agent who's gay.
Who's taking advantage of the situation.
Yes, but I find that.
But then you put in the guy's name.
I find that impossible to believe. Yeah. I mean, come on.
TSA spokesperson declined to comment on the specific case, but said that anyone E-wording during the pat-down would be subject to arrest. So keep that in mind
by the way,
you're going through security.
If you don't mind my saying, E-wording, not very voluntary. You can't just go, nope.
That's true.
You know what?
That's
I'm in line.
They couldn't arrest you.
I can't do that.
You were saying
so maybe
it doesn't matter.
The TSA agent,
right? It doesn't matter if he's gay or how vigorous it was. If Marissa Miller even grazed that area on me, there's going to be a problem.
No, there's not.
Oh, yes, there was.
It's the beginning of a problem, but not the end.
But you know how you have anticipatory thinking when it comes to that kind of stuff?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. If let's say this guy was gay and he was walking and he sees this TSA inspector and he happens to be a really handsome guy and he's preparing mentally. He's like, oh, shoot, I hope this doesn't happen.
I still don't buy it.
It's like, I mean, it's like being 18 in the strip club. It's not like there's anything really that vigorous going on in that area, but you're just like really, really worried that it's going to happen.
Fired up. If this was the exception to the rule and the dude was gay, the TSA agent, and he took him into a private room, I mean, yeah, maybe. I find it hard to believe.
If 20 things lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
if his name weren't
really
Percy
were.
Cummings.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not possible that it's true, and I love it, and I want to believe it with my whole heart.
It may be the best headline you'll hear all year. That's for sure. All right. Well done.
So we can't do that when we go to the airport because I got a flight coming up. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready.
Give it a shot.
I've been holding off. So I
can...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. We don't have any time to take calls. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
Okay.
There's no upside. There's nothing positive that comes out of them,
that's
in my opinion, that outweighs the risk that we're putting our kids in.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, you be the judge of that. We are going to talk to three Miss Double December contestants.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I may get arrested today by the TSA.
So that's happening. We have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Hack.
We've been talking about Celebrity Rehab, the new season of Celebrity Rehab, for, I don't know, a year and a half?
Yeah, it seems like forever.
And they keep scheduling it, and then he keeps telling us, you know what, guys? They moved it back. They moved it back. They moved it back. Oh, they moved it back. So tonight's the night.
Okay, good.
VH1, 10 p.m. Celebrity Rehab. Dr. Drew says it's the best season yet.
Psycho Mike's seen episode one already and agrees, right, Mike?
Oh,
you've already seen it.
So amazing.
Awesome.
so awesome watching someone order a beer in inside rehab, thinking that they're just going to bring it to them by the pool. It's like, you know, I mean, it's so awesome.
Who orders a beer?
I can't.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the goal.
All right, so Dr. Drew in studio today. We'll be talking to him about that. We have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices today.
Excellent.
We are going to introduce you to Janet Montgomery, who is an actress on Human Target.
Oh, okay.
She's great on that.
Yeah.
We are going to introduce you to some new Christmas music by a world-renowned singer known as Wing.
Ringo's Christmas.
Finally.
That's
Santa
great.
In a helicopter, I think, might be my favorite.
That's great.
Because he doesn't use a traditional sleigh anymore. So, well, how does he do it? Helicopter.
Sure.
That's how he does it. And also, we have tickets. As a matter of fact, in the next hour, we're going to give you tickets to both nights. Because our schedule is so jammed. Usually, we've been giving you one night, you know, for one game and the next night for another game. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you tickets to both nights.
That's pretty
nice.
Sweet. But you're going to have to sit through Omaroki to get them.
Not worth it.
That's the negative. You got the positive, then you got the negative.
Yeah.
So that's coming up as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. That is next. If you're a Red Hot Chili Pepper fan, that new book that they have out has some great photos in it and posters and all kinds of stuff.
A lot of their junk in there.
It's really nice.
But a lot of their junk.
So for Christmas,
but a lot of genitals.
A lot of that, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's world famous K-Rock at 551.
Sorry. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. We'll catch up with our old friend Sean Connery coming up after the top of the hour. And also next half hour on this show, tickets for both nights of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2010. How about that, by the way? That's a deal.
That is a deal.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we appreciate your interest in the show, but emailing us to say you really deserve to go because we're saving those tickets to give away on the air, to be fair to everyone. That makes more sense, right?
Yes.
Okay, just throwing it out there for folks who may be sitting down to compose their email about how bad their lives are.
Can't fault brother for taking a shot, though.
No.
Look, okay. If I really wanted tickets, I'd come up with some lame-ass excuse, too. I deserve and
school
hope for
is
the best.
Hard, and we really need to let off steam, so we want tickets.
Hope
that's
for
the
best.
Kinda,
you can take a shot. We've got nothing to lose by taking a shot.
Don't take a shot with Bean, though.
No.
Because you have everything to lose if you take a shot with me.
Was he Captain Empathy? Captain caring about other people's feelings? Yeah, not now, not never.
If you're not in Afghanistan currently, I don't want to hear from you. All right. Here's Ralph Garber with the Showbiz Beat on the Wednesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Speaking of tickets, before I get to the Showbiz news, I have some tickets of my own to give away. We are having a very special advanced screening of The Fighter on December the 9th. It's happening at Paramount Pictures Theater. Right there on the lot.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Here's Mickey Ward
bang,
now.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. Fighter opens in select theaters next Friday, December the 10th. But you'll see it before anybody else. If you're one of the first five callers to get through at 1-800-520-1067, be one of the lucky five callers that we choose, and you'll get a pair of passes to see The Fighter with
bam, bam, bam,
Mark
bam,
Wahlberg.
Bam, bam, bam.
Christian Bale.
That's a faith healer.
A lot of bamming and banging going on.
That is happening a lot.
That's what happens when you're in The Fighter. You know what? Michael Douglas just seems like one of the good guys. I've always liked him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he has just handled his struggle with throat cancer with enormous class and style. Hasn't made a big show out of it. Has seemed to have been showing an unusual, in this day and age, sort of sense of decorum about his disease. He's talked about it openly, but he hasn't gone on a bunch of television shows and sort of used it to promote himself in any way. He's not publicizing it to the extent that, you know, we think he may be using his position to garner some sort of sympathy from the public.
He's not webcasting his chemo.
Yeah, it just seems like he's a classy act. And he did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter this week that I read that I was really impressed by. He said that there has been a positive side to his throat cancer. A lot of people wouldn't see this side of the coin, but he said it has taught him a lot of lessons, like what family is and how much his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, cares for him. In his words, the disease has showed me a love that I never knew really existed. So, good for him that he can find something positive out of all this. And by all accounts, he's responding very well to treatment and things look good. So, wish him the best. Carney Wilson, you know her from Wilson Phillips? She's had a few disastrous attempts at TV talk shows and stuff as well. She was recently named spokesperson for The Fresh Diet, a new diet plan.
Don't like it.
You don't like the plan?
Not fresh.
Too fresh for you?
Yeah.
How
How many times has she lost the weight and then gained all the weight back, Ralph? Do you know?
It's got to be three or four times where she's lost a significant amount of weight and then gained it back.
Didn't she have the gastric bypass?
She did.
I think she did.
And she ate her way through that.
Yeah.
She looked fantastic for a very brief time and then gained everything.
Then she had a baby, and when she was pregnant, she was eating whatever she wanted and sort of went off the rails and so on.
Maybe that's just her job. She makes money by...
professional weight loss.
Yes, and then she gains it all back, and then she goes to another company.
If that's the case, she has lost her job because they recently dropped her. As spokesperson.
Because they couldn't hold her anymore?
No, they dropped her job. She lost her job.
I'm so fat.
She only lost 19 pounds on the plan, and she was promoting her new line of cheesecakes.
Yes!
That she is selling.
All right.
And they thought maybe that was working across purposes.
I've gained weight.
So she's no longer spokesperson for the fresh diet. However, she still has her line of cheesecakes. And knowing what I know about Carney, wouldn't buy her diet... would buy her cheesecake. Yeah, so I thought she made the right choice.
She probably knows good cheesecake.
I think she knows when it comes to cheesecake. What's up? Big changes over the CBS TV Early Show, their version of the Today Show, which shows you how sad it is when you have to kind of label someone's show.
That's the one that's sort of like...
It's like the good one, the Today Show, the one that everyone watches. It's like that, only on CBS. Harry Smith was the host of that show. He is gone.
Oh, no.
Maggie Rodriguez and Dave Price.
Never heard of any of these people.
Yeah, I haven't either, but they're all gone. The new team is Erica Hill and Chris Raggy. You may not know Chris Raggy. He is a New York newscaster. He was on Entertainment Tonight or one of those shows for a short time nationally. But I always know him as the Biggest Loser in the World. Because he was married to Victoria Stilstedt.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And then managed to lose her.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who any of those people are.
And if you lose Victoria Stilstedt, you lose my respect.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, when he got together with her, he was doing sports in Houston. That's where they started out together, remember?
I think they met when he was doing Entertainment Tonight, and then he lost that job. And then he had to get a new gig, and that's the one he took. He took a sports job
in Houston.
And she went
with him.
She went
that's right,
with
she's
him
living in Texas
in Houston.
With
and then she stopped living in Houston. Came back to L.A. I miss her. We used to have her
had
quite
her on
a bit.
A long time.
Yeah, quite a bit we used to have her on. She would come into the show and just be all sexy.
She was good.
Oh, those were the good old days.
Oh, she was good.
Larry, remember she recorded Santa Baby for one of our Christmas albums?
Nice.
I don't know why I remember, but were you sitting on her lap or something while she was recording it, Ralph? There was some deal there.
I was producing the track, so
is
I
that
was,
what it was
I was side by side
were
with
you doing
her.
That by sitting on her lap?
No, I never sat on her lap, not once.
Memory.
I could. She was a big girl. She could have handled it. But,
sure.
No.
Would have liked it, even.
Yeah, maybe.
You should have told her that's how producers work, though.
I had to sit on my lap.
Tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Call the TSA.
She had never heard the song before. I remember that. It made for an interesting sesh, as we say in the music
business.
She
did a great job.
She did a great job, yeah. So Chris Raggy taking over that show. So anybody who cares. And Larry King has announced what he's doing now that his show is going off the air. Of course, he's famously
dying,
being replaced by Piers Morgan from America's Got Talent. He says, and I love this, he tells New York Magazine now that his job on CNN is over, I'm funny. I'm going to do stand-up.
Oh, I hope that's true.
That's
he's
what
not
I
just
love.
Kidding.
That's what I love.
Oh, I hope he's not just kidding.
Apparently he said he would like to do a comedy tour. He'd like to go out and do some stand-up dates. Look at Kevin is actually got his hands clasped and he's praying to the heavens.
Please make this happen.
Well, we would like him to do that as well.
I think
I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
I did. I looked it up. You know what it said? Larry King, right next to professional.
Whoa, only in America.
Is crazy now. Please have him do stand-up. I would go, I would follow him around the country.
That's what I love. So, a Jew walks into a bar. I can just see it now. It'd be awesome. Him in there in suspenders, his giant glasses. Mic stand towering over him. Seems to me like a little guy for some reason. Today's celebrity birthday, speaking of little guys with glasses, Woody Allen, legendary actor, director, writer, just one of the real talents in this business, has been making great movies for many, many years, 75 years old. Nestor Carbonell, we've had him on the show from Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly Susan, very talented guy, 43 years old today. Sarah Silverman, lashes more than brows at Nestor Carbonell. Yeah. People always ask me if he's wearing eyeliner because he's got those dark, dark lashes.
Well, Sarah Silverman, that's your brows comment.
That's right. Oh, she hairy. She's 40 and hairy. She is a hairy 40.
But pretty. But 40, pretty. Hairy,
pretty and funny.
Hairy 40, pretty hairy. She's pretty hairy 40. David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, my buddy from the Joe Schmo Show, and newly married to Emily Deschanel over from Bones.
Wow.
He's 35 years old today. Brad Delson of Linkin Park is 33.
Afro.
I'm sorry?
Afro.
Afro.
He's a white man afro.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't know that I'm ready to listen to Omar sing.
Yes, by the way, you are.
Why is Omar the guy who makes fun of Glee for being bad? Yeah. Why is he the worst singer in the history of the world? What's up with that?
I woke up this morning so happy because I didn't have to watch Stupid Glee last night.
Oh, you're bad.
So
it's
awesome.
In reruns, right?
Stupid.
And you're done. And you quit.
I quit.
All right, here's the deal. Omar comes in and he gives you the chance to win tickets this time for both nights of the Almost Acoustic Christmas concert. Talking about Saturday and Sunday, December 11th and 12th, which, by the way, is the weekend after next. It's a little game we like to call Omaroki.
Oh, Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
You know, it's funny, because on paper, this game is really easy. Omar is going to be singing the actual words to an actual hit song played by one of the bands that you're trying to win tickets for. All you have to do is identify it by title and artist. I mean, how tough can it be?
But then you
put the Omar factor in, you realize it sounds nothing like the record.
How dare you.
Sometimes we don't even think he's heard the song. But right now, because we're giving tickets to both nights to the winner, he's going to be picking from both nights the band. So we need the band and the song title that Omar sings. All right?
Okay.
Could be either night.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to play, we'll take the calls in order on the board, starting with Alfredo to get us going here. Alfredo, you are the guinea pig. You are the first contestant for today's Omaroki. You ready to listen up?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good luck.
I can't believe it, the way you look sometimes, like a trampled flag on a city street. Oh, yeah. And I don't want it.
That's me.
Enough.
That's fine. Thank you, Omar.
Symbolize barcode, quick ID.
Okay.
Alfredo, oh, yeah.
Save us. Title and artist, please.
Social Distortion?
No. I'm sorry. That would be Bad Religion, 21st Century.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, just like that. Are you kidding?
Well, when you hear that, don't you realize yours didn't sound anything like that?
When I hear that, I think my version's way better.
All right, let's go to a teacher named Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Welcome to the worst game in the world. Here is Omar with your song. Uh-oh, I want some more. Uh-oh, what are you waiting for? Take a bite of my heart tonight.
Let's let Rob answer. I think that's enough, probably. Title and artist to be in the drawing to win the tickets, Rob. What do you think?
Say goodbye to my heart tonight.
Okay, all right.
Neon Trees, Animal.
All right. Well done. You are in the running. Thank you.
Hold on. Let's go to Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hello.
Both nights of acoustic. You can go into the drawing if you can identify the song that Omar is about to butcher.
The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. A long ago was somebody left with the cup, but he's striving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone who him
that's
still
fine.
Burns.
Before we hear Richard's answer, Omar, is English your first language?
I think so. I don't know.
Richard, what do you think, dude?
I know it's Cake.
Yep. Yes.
Yummy.
I can't think of the actual title.
Oh, come on. It's in the song. It's in later in the song. He says.
Oh, we were looking
for the distance.
Burns.
Man.
You are not a winner. All right, let's try Chris, line 4. Omaroki has got to be done. We must be near the end of this game. Please tell me.
Your ratings are just skyrocketing right here.
Yeah, especially if somebody's alarm goes off right when you start singing. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Are you ready for yours?
Let's do it.
All right.
There's a still in street outside your window. You're keeping secrets on your pillow. Let me inside, no cause for alarm. I promise tonight not to do no harm. I promise you, babe, I won't do you no harm.
Thank you. That's the sensitive Omar, Chris. What do you think?
Have you heard that song?
Flowers
Crossfire.
Yes!
Wow! On your pillow.
All right, you don't even just like that. What are you talking about?
Anything like that.
They have reverb and all kinds of music instruments. I'm doing that a cappella. This is real talent.
Chris was like the CSI of music. Trying to figure out what that was.
They also have someone who can sing in their studio. That's the other difference, Omar. Let's try Andrew.
The studio.
Andrew is next on the Kevin DeBean Show. You ready to play, dude?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, good luck.
Emptiness is loneliness, and loneliness is cleanliness, and cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.
That was pretty accurate.
Omar may be a better singer than that dude.
Band
what do you
and
think,
song
Andrew?
Title.
It's Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes.
Yes.
And, is it called I? I don't know.
No, that's another song by theirs. We're looking for Zero this time.
Like me.
Yeah.
All right, I got the strength for maybe one more. What do you guys think?
Let's go to Dominic. No, I think we need to try a couple more just to make sure we get a winner here. Dominic, hi.
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks. Are you ready for your song? All right, here's Omar.
I'm ready.
Here's Omar.
It's 20 seconds till last call. Calling, hey, 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 hey. Lie down, you know it's easy. Like we did all summer long. And you'll be anything you ask and more.
Okay, that's fine. That's
going,
fine.
Hey,
thank
hey,
you.
Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you, Omar. Thank
it's
you.
It's not a miracle we need.
Turn his microphone down.
Okay, you can stop now. Dominic, save us. Tell us what it is.
Come on now.
Come on. The machine, I don't know.
Come on now. Come on. Hey, hey, hey. Come on.
Phoenix.
We got to do one more because I want to hear Omar sing this song.
Yes, so do I.
Because it's like this song is maybe the story of his life, all right?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to go to John. Hey, John.
Hey, morning.
Now, we've had two people win so far. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Rob and Chris.
All right, John, good luck. Here's Omar.
Drugs, give me drugs, give me drugs. I don't need it, but I'll give what you got. Take the cash and I'll keep it eight legs to the wall. Hit the gas, kill them all. And we crawl, and we crawl, and we'll crawl. You'll be my detonator.
Come on now.
Thanks. They're going to invite me on stage.
No, I don't know who it is.
Oh, well, it's a new song, so maybe you weren't familiar with My Chemical Romance. Nah, nah, nah.
And we crawl, and we crawl, and we crawl.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, though. Anyway, let's find out who wins the tickets for both nights. We got Rob, we got Chris. Lisa May's going to do the drawing for us. Who's it going to be?
Our lucky winner is Chris.
Chris. Yay! Chris, it paid off. Chris, are you there?
I am here, yes.
All right. You got tickets for night number one and for night number two just for sitting through Omar singing.
Well worth it. Thank you.
Nicely done.
Omar Oki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
It is officially the month of Double December. That means we crown a new lady to represent the Kevin DeBean Show. Miss Double December 2011 will happen Friday. Time to meet another contestant.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December. She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Well, this was a big bust.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Well, those are big.
The lovely Linda.
That's what I meant to say. The lovely Linda is what I meant to say, yes.
That's what he meant. That's what he meant.
Linda, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show, first of all. How are you today, my dear?
I'm doing good.
Can I start off? Can I ask the first question?
Could we stop you?
Are you a cop?
Are you a cop?
Are you going to be a cop?
No.
Okay.
Why would you guess
that? I'm into law enforcement, man.
I think she's going to be a lawyer. Aren't you setting to be a lawyer? See that?
Right. Okay. I needed to check first thing.
She's on our side, man.
That could change everything.
You are going to have to speak up so the jury can hear you, though.
All right.
You should take her card, Kevin. Yeah. You probably need her assistance sometime in the very near future.
Sometime in the next week
probably
or so.
Friday, I'm guessing.
Yes. Whether she wins or not, you ought to have Linda on speed dial is what Ralph is suggesting. All right, here's the deal. Friday, we're going to be down in Fullerton at our friends at the Slide Bar doing our annual live broadcast. If you're planning on coming down and joining us, two things. One, get there early because it does get filled up pretty quickly. And two, please bring a new unwrapped toy. We are once again collecting toys for the kids at Christmas time. It's the Toys for Tatas campaign. By the way, Kevin's going to be trying out the adult chocolate milk all day long on Friday because we're doing the live broadcast, the webcast, courtesy of them, right? And he loves that stuff.
Adult chocolate milk, I'm not familiar with the product, but it reminds me of like a porn series starring Shane Diesel.
No.
Adult chocolate milk?
It was at Epicenter, and they said, hey, you want to try some adult chocolate milk? And I said, that sounds terrible. I mean, my first initial reaction was, it's vodka and chocolate milk.
Oh, it's chocolate milk with alcohol in it.
Yeah.
That's
my yes.
adult. I was wondering why adults can't
cream.
Just drink.
And I thought, oh, man, that sounds so bad. I have to try it. Like, that's my instinct, if it's that bad. And I tasted it. And I was like, wow. This is tasted chocolate milk.
Well,
this is good.
It's right up Lisa's alley because it's chocolate yes. and sugar and
literally.
Everything and then booze on top
tastes
of it.
Tastes like chocolate milk and you get
best.
A buzz.
Wow.
Fantastic. It's so great.
It's like Moo Loco.
Yes.
Moo Loco. Anyway. They are bringing us the webcast, so you'll see Linda on stage that day. But let's get to know her a little bit here this morning. First of all, how'd you first hear about Miss Double December, the pageant competition this year, and what made you think, hey, that's for me?
Well, I've always known of it. I think my boyfriend told me about it a couple years back, and he's always like, oh, you know, you should try out. And this year, I was just brave enough to do it, and I thought, I can do it.
That's so refreshing.
You can do it. That is correct.
That's so refreshing to hear, because a lot of times we hear boyfriends and significant others who don't want their women to join the pageant
right.
because they get, you know, insecure or jealous
they become popular.
Or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's good for him.
They're afraid the girl will trade up.
That's right, yeah.
And you will, right? I mean, that's your plan, too.
Right, yeah.
Ralph, tell me about the questionnaire that Linda filled out for us at KevinAndBean.com.
We had all the girls fill out several questions on their entry forms, and the one that caught my attention when it came to Linda was, if you were a porn star, what would your made-up stage name be? And you answered?
Buffy Normandy.
Buffy Normandy.
Yes.
Where did that come from, that name?
World War II?
You storming know, the beaches at Normandy?
I didn't think it out to that extent. I took that, you know, if what was your first pet's name? And
oh,
what
right.
street did you live on?
Oh,
and,
okay.
and it sounded really
gotcha.
Good.
I
so
see
like,
what you're
the old
saying.
Equation,
Buffy Normandy
yeah.
it is.
Buffy
gotcha.
Normandy.
I pictured you on the beach as the men came you know,
much
off
more
the boats.
Original, but
off the boats. As they came off the boats.
Oh, I see. That's what I meant. Storming
come
her beach. Storming her beach, if
thank
you will.
You.
I understand now.
Take it easy, everyone.
You said if you could have one superpower, what would it be and why? You said you'd like to read people's minds.
Right. Well, in the field of law, who doesn't lie?
That's true.
So I want to know what people are doing or saying and thinking before I invest all that time in it. And, you know, they're just lying to me.
They're going to be thinking, look at those.
They're going to say, look at that. It's the
That's
same
it.
With everyone. Look
well,
at those
I
cans.
I know they're thinking that, too.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you already have that power.
Yeah.
If you can read our minds right now, which is, wow, look at those.
I'd like to get into the dessert that she describes, because I'm not sure I want to try this. And I tried the adult chocolate milk.
Okay, what is it?
All right, it's cocoa, Splenda, vanilla cream cheese, red wine vinegar, applesauce, and beets.
Yeah.
I think she might have baked it.
She brought us some baked goods this
that's
morning.
That's what
that
is.
And they look delicious.
Is. That sounds like a recipe for throw up.
No,
that's how you make them low
that's
fat.
That's actually how you make them. The only
really?
Thing that's different is the beets, which you don't actually taste if you cook them down properly.
I see.
Because, you know, people are like, oh, I love red velvet. Main ingredient of red velvet, oil and vinegar. I take the oil out, I put the beets in, and the applesauce, and it's, you know, vinegar.
We got no room for healthy cooking on this show, Linda. I'm sorry.
I can eat full fat, but, you know, who wants to eat full fat all the time?
What,
me.
But
yeah, you're talking
I can
the
make
wrong room.
I can.
You can make them both ways.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, sure.
Elisa's in because of the Splenda, of course.
Of course. Love it.
Tell us about the girls. How long have you had them?
2 years.
Well done. Well done. Now, you can see Linda's photo and all of the other pretenders to the crown on KevinAndBean.com.
But
and
the voting is over as
no,
of right
voting
now.
No, the voting is still going
as
on.
As of right
goes
now,
on
what's
until
the
Friday,
point?
Friday at 9, the voting goes on. Too.
What's the point?
We had a little bit of a debate in the office yesterday, Linda, as we were perusing your photos, just in the means of research for the show and for the interview. Is there just the tiniest hint of areola appearing in one of your photos
no,
or not?
No, no, that is actually...
Is it a shadow?
It's actually, it's the hanger straps to the corset.
Well, oh. I'm telling you, we spent a lot of time zooming in.
I know.
A lot of time.
We're just saying right there.
That's
right,
hanger strap.
Now, that's a hanger strap there. But this right there.
That's a badly tucked in hanger
That's
strap.
Nipple. That's
what I'm
saying.
That's a badly tucked in nipple.
We want it to be nipple is what we're saying to you. If we say, is it nipple, your answer is yes, Kevin Abeen, it's nipple.
We're going to have to track some points, I think, for the non-nipple answer.
Well, we'll have to do some more research, I think.
What about, but you know, Friday when we do the live pageant in Fullerton, you know, Alex is the double D wrangler, and you know her policy, and she's a party pooper, is no nips, no lips, remember? So,
right,
I mean, on stage, we're limited to what we can do in public anyway. Tell us about your talent, because this confused me, I must be honest, when I saw your application.
My talent is not performative, it's baking. I have some baked goods in the studio, but on Friday, I will be hula hooping, which I could do forever standing in one place or walking about to and fro. But
forever.
I don't have space here.
Really? Wow.
So you have
now
a gift for hula hooping.
Yep.
All right.
Continuous, endless.
It takes some hip movement. Come on.
Yes, it does.
All right.
With very little hip.
Can you demonstrate a little of that right here? We brought you brought a hula hoop with you.
Yeah.
Let's clear a little space for it.
But I'd like to suggest that she also eat one of the cupcakes while that's happening.
You want to see her eating hula hoop at the same time?
I'm saying I'd like. Yeah.
All right.
Kevin's got some weird sexual fantasies.
Yeah. Warm with frosting. I'd like to see that.
Lightning from KevinAmin.com is in studio. He is going to be filming this, and it'll go up on the website in a couple of hours. You'll have a chance to see Linda move. One thing to see the photos is another thing to see them move.
Yeah, it really is.
All right. I think you got enough space there.
Hula hoop.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah. There she goes. Okay.
She certainly is.
Wow, those hips sure can move. Wow, that looks surprisingly better than I even imagined.
The wild women, the ripping and the tearing,
and the tearing. At all.
That's the. There you go. Now, thank you.
Now she's having a cupcake.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Lick that ice cream. There lick that go. Icing while you hula.
Wow. Ralph, give her a banana.
She's gifted.
Ralph, do those hips look truthful to you at all? Can you tell?
Oh, man. Put it in the file.
Put that in the file when you get a chance, would you?
Can we just have her stay here throughout the whole show? Because she said she could do it forever.
I think she could.
I don't see why not. If you would like to vote for Linda, and why wouldn't you? To be Miss Double December 2011. Please go to KevinAmin.com and get all the details on how you can join us in person on Friday. By the way, if you're not able to come on down, thanks to Adult Chocolate Milk, we will be webcasting the show, too. Linda, thanks a lot for coming in.
She really could do it.
Still going forever.
If we Unbelievable.
Whether you love Christmas music like I do or not, you won't want to miss the break that's coming up after the top of the hour as we debut new songs from our favorite New Zealand songbird, Wing, ladies and gentlemen, is out with an all-new holiday collection. You've never heard Silent Night done until you've heard Wing do Silent Night.
You won't believe
you just
it.
Have it. You won't believe it's real.
You really all wish it was Silent Night when you hear her singing.
Anyway, highlights of the new Wing album coming up for you after the top of the hour. By the way, speaking of the Christmas music, Ralph, I know you, like me, were a fan of that little Jackie Ivanko.
Ivanko. Yeah.
She was on the Rockefeller Plaza Christmas tree lighting ceremony last night.
Oh, who misses that?
I don't know who that is and what that is.
Well, Al Roker hosts, so I got to watch it. She's still a freak, right? You see her sing and you go, she must be a grown-up inside a child's body because there's no way that voice comes from that person.
She is
she's a
9-year-old who sings opera and it just has the most beautiful voice you've ever heard. She is a savant, and it's remarkable. It truly is. Every time you watch that little girl open up her mouth and that voice comes out of it, it's chilling.
I was uncomfortable watching it because it was a disconnect in my brain between what I knew to be true and what I was seeing and hearing.
Bean was on his computer and he typed,
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Wasn't like that at all.
And I always get static because people hear me say Willow Smith should just shut up and get out of the spotlight with that whip my hair and everything. There's no room for a 9-year-old in the music industry. And people say, well, you always talk about this Jackie Ivanko chick from America's Got Talent. How dare you? How dare you? It's a very different thing when someone is gifted to that extent where you really you should put that sort of talent on display versus whipping
LeBron
your hair.
James gifted.
Yeah, right. You just let them go. They are the exception to the rule, and you let that 9-year-old have whatever career she wants
to. If Willow Smith doesn't have her parents, she's not making music.
That's right.
You're
right.
Not that she's not alive that way, but I mean, she's not.
Yeah.
She doesn't have the entry.
She doesn't have the power.
She doesn't have the song isn't good.
Right. She's not going on a show and singing Whip My Hair. And they go, you must go on tour. You're a genius. This isn't happening.
We need more.
Yeah. That Jackie, she rules.
All right, it's Wednesday on the Kevin Beecher. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for another hour. What's going on?
Speaking of kids and music, with the success of Glee and High School Musical and shows like that there, ABC has announced they are producing their own musical series for the fall. So we have now another musical series reaching our televisions.
Good.
See Glee last night?
No.
Very exciting.
No.
They tied for first place in sectionals.
Tied?
Yes.
Everybody wants a tie.
Means they move on to regionals.
We're tied for number one.
So they get to move on. But Kurt went, and now he's at the all-boys school. So now what do you do?
We know what Kurt's going to do.
It's a very exciting episode. ABC has announced...
That's the only thing we know.
A series starring Idina Menzel.
Now, oh, yeah.
That name may not be familiar to you, but she won a Tony Award for her role in Wicked on Broadway. And she also played Lea Michele's mother on Glee. Remember those episodes where she was the leader of the opposing Glee club? They were battling.
Hot?
Dark hair. Looks a lot like Lea Michele, like an older Lea Michele, basically.
Hot?
Attractive and a very good singer. Too.
Yes. Right. So she will be starring as a single mother of a teenager. It's like the Gilmore Girls, only she, to make ends meet, waits tables and performs at weddings and bar mitzvahs. So it'll be a lot of singing from her.
Okay.
So you got that.
All right.
Something else for Omar to talk about every week, I think. We're on the verge of.
I think I'll be with him on that.
We're fans of Burn Notice over there on the USA channel.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, stars Jeffrey Donovan, Bruce Campbell, one of my favorite parts of that show. They are spinning his character off into a TV movie, which will be a prequel. Bruce Campbell will be starring in the movie about his character's last mission as a Navy SEAL before he leaves the service. And it's
going
to be very action-packed and very funny, so we got that going for us. More TV highlights tonight on Psych. I don't know if you're a regular fan of that show or not. It's a very entertaining show also on USA. But the reason to watch tonight is if you were ever a fan of Twin Peaks. Apparently the entire episode is an homage tribute to Twin Peaks. So not only will the plot line have elements of Twin Peaks in it, but they are having a sort of a mini reunion of the stars of that show. Cheryl Lee, Ray Wise, Dana Ashbrook, and Sherilyn Fenn will all be guest starring on the show tonight. So you can check that out. You know, they show Twin Peaks. I believe it's on Sleuth or one of those other cable channels. I think daily they show the reruns.
Early 90s, right?
Yeah. And, boy, is that show still good.
Yeah, is
it? First season especially. Boy, was that a great show. I never missed that. And looking forward to the next Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. We can all look forward to the return of Heath Ledger as the Joker. That'll be cool, right? That'll be good.
I don't think that's going
to... That'll be good. I'm looking forward to that. He's coming back, right?
Did you just say squeeze me?
Yes. What?
What's happening?
They are going to take some unused footage from his previous portrayal as the Joker.
Okay.
A little CGI magic. And apparently he, according to AbsoluteNow.com and also the Realmcast and other websites, are saying he will make a short appearance in the film,
as an
homage to his performance, and also trying to keep some continuity in the film because you remember Joker survived in the second film, and maybe they'll show him behind bars or something like that. But he will make a fleeting appearance in the third film, according to stories.
So. He's so good in that.
He's terrific.
He's terrific.
That's what Larry King told me. That's all I know about that performance. Let's talk about celebrity birthdays. Woody Allen was born on this day, December 1st, 75 years ago. The Woodman.
Woodman.
The Woodman.
That was my nickname in college.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nestor Carbonell from Lost. And Suddenly Susan, 43 years old today. Our friend Sarah Silverman is 40 years old today. Brad Delson of Linkin Park turns 33. David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia recently got married to Emily Deschanel. And also my buddy from The Joe Schmo Show. He is 35 years old. And that's it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
K Rock is KROQ, and it is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock.
We will meet another contestant who is vying to be Miss Double December 2011 coming up later this hour. You can go to KevinBean.com to cast your vote. Live broadcast Friday if you want to join us. All the details are there. Plus, Larry King wants to do stand up. Got that story for you coming up in about 20 minutes or so. How is it possible that Wing, our favorite singer from New Zealand, how is it possible she has a Christmas album out? Didn't she just release Wing Sings for All the Single Ladies?
She has done 18 albums, I think.
Yeah.
She cranks them, man. She cranks them.
Didn't this one that we were playing highlights from just come out like a month ago?
Hello, this is Wing. I'm so happy you are listening to my latest album. All my albums are very nice.
Uh-huh. Nope.
But I believe This is one of the best.
I think so, too.
Listen to this album anytime you want. Put it in your stereo system when you have a safe party.
Safe party.
Or listen by yourself with your favorite peg. I hope my singing and rapping gives you great happiness, relaxation, and peace.
All right. So she put that album out last month featuring the smash hit All the Single Ladies.
All the single ladies.
And by the way, we also asked her what a safe party was, and that is no alcohol and in bed by 10.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of party. No. And I thought, well, that's great that we got the new Wing album, but that's going to have to hold us for a while. And now you're telling me there's a brand new holiday collection
and
that's out?
Bean, for those of you that don't know, is obsessed with Christmas music.
I mean, yes, I am.
He probably has every Christmas song that's ever been made, so this must be super exciting for you.
I can't wait to hear it. Are you kidding me?
We discovered Wing on South Park, and we did some research. We found out she was real. This is one of those people like the Armenian comedian who everybody asks, that has to be a put-on. And you go, no, this is the real deal, and we can't believe it either. This is Wing's Christmas EP. And you want to hear a little of Silent Night? Yep.
Yes, I do.
From Wing. By the way, I'm pretty sure she didn't say peace.
She said pee.
She said sleep in heavenly pee, right?
Sleep in heavenly pee.
Yeah, she may not understand the meaning of that song. I don't want to sleep in heavenly pee. I'm not interested. A little White Christmas for you.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the
idea that she's not heard any of these songs.
Yes,
and timing wise she's always off. As far as being on tune, she's always off,
right.
But you know that she's really, really happy with herself. This is when you come across somebody like this where they have this level of talent, which, let's be honest, is not a 10 out of 10. It's a 1 out of 10.
But she's a stylist, though. She's doing her own thing with it. She's not giving another cookie-cutter performance of White Christmas.
Right.
That is true.
She's giving us a terrible version. But her confidence level and her happiness with it is just through the roof. And that's why we're fascinated with her.
But here's the thing I don't get about Wing. If we had never spoken with her, and if I did not know that she is a very competent English speaker, I would think this is somebody who is singing these songs phonetically with no understanding of the words. But she clearly knows what these words are.
Yeah, she's just
but
that bad.
She sings it like she's just reading it off a page and doesn't even know what it means.
That's correct. You want to hear a little Hallelujah?
The classic Leonard Cohen song? Yes.
Oh, my God. She nails this one.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I got to be honest, I was in the other room, I shed a tear. I mean, I really started crying. That was so nice.
Soul in that.
Was this produced by our pal Rappy McRapperson?
I don't know, but I imagine so.
Because if so, we've got to get him on and we've got to congratulate him on listening to that take of Hallelujah and then giving her the thumbs up and going, nailed it.
I don't know this song, Christmas Today. Maybe you do, Bean, or maybe it's an original. I don't know. Christmas
sounds like a new one.
Christmas Today by Wing.
Wing, a rap to the beat. Yes, a Christmas tree, the dove of peace. The rich people and a big feast.
What? Something about rich people and fists. I don't know what that was.
Elevating fists, I thought. I don't know. Somewhere Yoko Ono is really ticked off that somebody's biting her act.
No kidding. What happened? Because I think we're missing the best song ever.
Oh, no.
Well, I had Omar cut one out, and I think I told him to cut the wrong one out. We need Santa on a Helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really, I mean, this one is unbelievable because she takes time to tell the story, the updated story of Santa Claus.
He swing It's a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Right.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Okay.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Oh, that's great.
Santa Claus on a helicopter.
See, because the old song, I mean, that was really outdated.
Yeah.
He doesn't use a sleigh anymore. It's just not efficient. You have to have a helicopter.
Santa Claus, he visits us today. December 24.
Is this rapping or is it singing?
It's
or
rapping.
Or is it spoken word?
I think it's spoken word.
All right.
Wow, it's coming right now in an helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart.
Right, you already said that.
He lives in the front yard.
This might be too much detail.
He lives in
the front yard.
Right.
Of a nursery. Of the babies crying for moms. He feeds them well if they are.
Don't say what he does.
Wait, did he do that to the mom or to the babies who were crying?
I don't know.
Let's listen to that again.
Of the babies crying for moms. Okay. He feeds them well if they are hungry.
He does what if they're hungry?
You heard her.
I think I heard what I thought she said, but that can't be right. What did she really say, though?
I'm guessing that there's feeding involved. That word, however, was not used.
Nope.
Is it possible that she said he first asks if they are hungry?
Maybe.
First, maybe, instead of, okay.
Let's go with it.
Let's go with that. Because if not, then we got a big problem on our hands.
Then he returned to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city. Dance! City dance!
What? Dance!
Helicopter dance!
Dance,
helicopter dance?
Yeah.
Is that what she's saying?
What is going on?
Does the helicopter dance?
I don't know!
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Dance! Santa Claus dance!
Look, he's giving us gifts. You need him to dance too? Take it easy on him.
Yeah, I love the music, by the way. I love the music.
Follow Santa. He's playing a flute.
Now he's playing a flute.
Follow Santa. Takes the secret flute. The church to place the law.
Okay, stop. That was something about the terrorist? Tell the terrorist
to stop breaking the law?
What does the terrorist have to do with Santa and his flute?
I don't know. Let's figure that one out again. I'm confused by this story.
Follow Santa. The secret route to the church to place the law. Or the children follow Santa down the road.
I think he goes to the church to place the log.
Which
is code.
Sons and daughters, but if you are silly, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus.
She just ran out of time for the verse. And then if you're not asleep, then you can't go to the helicopter. Santa Claus.
On the helicopter.
It's the best song I've ever heard.
Santa Claus.
Wow.
On the helicopter.
Oh, then some more.
Oh, my God. You can go to wingmusic.co.nz, by the way, if you want to buy. Very few of Wing's songs are available on iTunes, by the way. All the singles ladies is. But and you can also go to her website and get a wingtone. If you want to make Santa on a helicopter your wingtone for the holidays on your phone, you can do that too. Let's try to get Rappy on maybe tomorrow and talk about recording this album and see if we can decipher some of those lyrics with him. He may be our answer.
I would just like to rule out the word fist. I would just like to.
I'd feel better about that as well.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 25 minutes after 7 o'clock.
We'll meet the beautiful Taryn coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She is in competition for Miss Double December 2011. You can see her picture and vote for her at kevinandbean.com and make plans to join us for the live broadcast Friday. Plus, next hour, Dr. Drew Pinsky will be here. I can't believe he's carved out time in his busy day to join us in person on the Kevin and Bean Show, but he'll be in studio with us in about 45 minutes or so.
In a recent interview with New York Magazine, veteran interviewer Larry King made a surprising statement. Larry King has been around for about 100 years. I think he was on the radio, and he had an overnight radio show, like midnight to 5 a.m. for 75 years.
Yep, that's true.
And then he quit that, and then he's been on CNN for 75 years.
So he's had a 150-year career, is what you're saying?
Yes, and he is so unbelievably boring. But later in his career, like recently, I've been getting into him because he's crazy. I'm literally crazy.
He has loosened up a lot. It's not a strictly news fact-based program anymore. Here's Larry singing a little Lady Gaga.
Poker face, poker face, mmm, 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 poker face, poker face, mmm.
Now is that him trying to be funny, or I don't think so. I think he's crazy.
I don't think so either. No. I think he's trying to be serious. But I think my point is, when you've got your number one rated show on CNN, which is Larry King, by the way, when you
got the highest ratings on CNN?
He does. When you have that dude and he's singing Lady Gaga songs, it may be time to put him down.
No way! That's when it's time to give him 2 hours. Because he's crazy.
But I don't know how old Larry really is. But he's got to be 75 at least, right, Lisa?
Yeah,
he's 75. But doesn't he move like Al Davis? I mean, doesn't he just?
He's not a young 75.
He can barely walk across the room.
Yeah. Old.
But my point is this: when a guy like that walks away, I'm fine. I'm fine with him retiring so that he can have some time where he doesn't have to work to enjoy his golden years. And that's why this story is more shocking, that he is planning a follow-up career after he gets off television. You'd think that he would just, you know, hang out at home after that and just enjoy, travel, relax. But no, he's going to go back to work.
Well, we have Larry on the phone.
Okay.
And I'd like to talk to him about his new career. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You're on our air. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
New York Magazine reports that you made a surprising statement about your plans after the end of your long-running talk show on CNN. I'm funny, said King. I'm going to do stand-up. That's what I love.
That's right.
Stand-up comedy.
The king of comedy. Larry King, the king of comedy.
But you're going to do stand-up. You're going to start a stand-up act now.
Terrific.
Right.
I'm hilarious, guys. I'm going to be a huge star.
We've never heard you say anything funny.
You haven't.
Intentionally. No. Intentionally, we haven't heard you say anything funny.
Poker face. Come on.
But you didn't know that was funny at the time. You thought you were singing well.
But afterwards, they told me. That's when I knew I was funny.
Right.
But Larry, no offense, because, you know, you're a broadcasting legend. But on your show, it seems like you have trouble remembering words and remembering names and keeping facts straight. How is that going to – I mean, that's not going to help you if you're trying to do a memorized comedy act on stage.
Listen, Keith, you have no idea how good I can be.
That's a bean. I'm Kevin.
I've been working on it. I've been working. I've got my team. We're writing jokes. We're ready to go out on the road, and it's going
to
be huge.
You're ready to take it out on the road already?
Hey, where do snowmen go to dance? A snowball. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Really?
Thank you so much.
Is that one of the jokes that you're going to take out on the road?
Yeah. Good stuff, huh?
Sure.
But if you're in the Catskills of New York in 1961, maybe that flies, but that's not going to work today.
What kind of fish can't swim? Dead ones.
That's not a joke.
That's not even a joke.
That's not a joke.
Hey, you know what the fruitiest college major is? History, because it's full of dates.
Wow. Larry, no one's going to want to see this.
What kind of sickness did everyone catch on the USS Enterprise? Chicken spock.
Okay.
Please don't take this
out on the road. It's going to be embarrassing and humiliating for you.
You know, one of my little boys, I almost named him after my father.
Yeah.
I called him Dad. Hey, but now, seriously.
Who are those people that are laughing?
My ex-wives.
Okay. Quite an audience.
What city cheats on tests? Peking.
Wow. There hasn't even been a city named Peking in about 40 years.
What's the best hand to write with? Neither. You should use a pen.
All right. Thank you.
Those aren't...
These aren't jokes.
Where do frogs hang their coats?
Where do frogs hang their coats?
In a croak room. Thank you. Okay.
Larry, we got to go.
Told me that one.
with any luck, you'll die after your last broadcast of CNN, and this will never hit the stage.
What's a polygon?
What's a polygon?
A dead parrot. What I want to tell you. Oh, my goodness. My doctor said eat some spinach. It'll put color in your cheeks. I said, who wants green cheeks? Comedy, you're on the air.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:38.
Dr. Drew joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, it's time to meet another contestant vying to be Kevin and Bean's Miss Double December 2011.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melons.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
She does have great cans.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
We
please welcome Taryn.
You can't just declare a winner.
I'm just saying, look at her. Look at Taryn.
The voting is over.
No, it's not. It goes on until Friday at 9 o'clock.
Let's and even have the pageant.
And then we're going to have the pageant, and we will decide on Friday who the winner is. You can't just randomly declare a winner just because Taryn's here and she's hot.
I am a benevolent dictator. And first of all, I didn't think Taryn could look better than she does on the website in her bikini pictures until she walked in looking like that today.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
She looks good, yeah.
Hi, Taryn. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, we've been talking about you. Bean's not single, by the way. Oh, thanks for coming in.
Like it would help.
What,
she was.
What gave you the motivation to enter the Miss Double December competition this year?
Having double Ds, actually.
Yeah, but you've probably always had those. In fact, I will random a guess here. I'm thinking of the girls that we've had in so far. You may be only the second girl who has the natural double Ds.
They are natural double Ds.
Yeah. Wow. That's a talent,
I'm
Ralph.
Two for two, by the way,
Ralph's
so
good
far.
At that.
Yeah.
Got a good eye.
And by the way, so you've always had them. So what is what made you wait so long to come and join our little reindeer games?
Well, I'm only 22, so
you have
to be 21 to
sure.
enter.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a text message from one of my good friends, and I have a twin sister, and they're like, oh.
Hold on. Hold the phone.
What? Okay, what?
Wait
what?
A minute.
It is double December, so we could have two.
Is your twin, so you have an
Spit
identical
it out,
identical twin?
Yes, I do.
She has an identical twin!
No. Does she also have double Ds?
She does.
What?
No!
Yeah!
No, no, no. That's
not
possible.
What double Ds?
Voting is over.
What's happening?
How did you not put that on the application?
I did. My
she
autobiography
did.
Says that. Oh, tale of but double
I, listen, no, it says the tale of double D Taryn and her double D twin, and I assumed she just meant her like her double D twins.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I thought it was like a fantasy situation. Right.
Right.
Oh, my God. By the way, when you are when you're a natural double D, it must be frustrating for you because probably nobody believes you because they're so rare in the wild, right?
In the wild.
Yeah, they're out running around in the forest.
You know what I'm saying?
You want
to tag them and set them free and see how they make?
But don't people always insist that they must be fake, Taryn? That's all I'm asking.
I've never had anyone insist that they're fake. They just kind of ask
they
if
ask.
They are. They just flat out ask.
Yeah.
Not Ralph. Ralph can just tell.
I can tell.
He's got x-ray vision.
I work for TSA.
No. No kidding.
So how did your sister not enter with you?
I think because she wouldn't have been able to come in because she has such early classes.
Well, we'll move the competition then. We'll change the rules.
What's good? Classes. Tell us what's good for you. Tuesday at 4 p.m. We're there.
My goodness, I had no idea you really had to
now,
win.
Could well, she, if you win, could she show up and we wouldn't know it? I mean, are you that?
We've discussed that.
Yeah, you have.
We have.
Better yet, can you both show up?
Hey,
what I'm saying.
That's
yeah.
if I win.
Now, right. I have said, as we have met all the ladies this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, and by the way, live broadcast Friday is going to be once again at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. If you want to join us, come on down. All the details at kevinandbean.com. And thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk who are sponsoring the webcast if you're not able to make it. But I've said this whole week when we've had the ladies in that I think it's the smartest group of contestants we've ever had.
Yeah, no question.
And you're another beautiful, busty broad who also has some sort of a career ambition here. Tell us what you're doing right now.
Well, I'm an emergency medical technician, or an EMT. I work on an ambulance. Currently going to nursing school, so I'm loving that. And, yeah, I just, you know, I kind of have, like, an adrenaline junkie, so I can't just sit around. I kind of have to be out there, like, doing stuff.
One of the pictures you sent in is it looks like you're snowboarding, but you've got a bikini on.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's sweet.
At the cabin, the jacuzzi was outside. in the freezing weather. So,
so you had to put the coat on to get out to the jacuzzi.
Had to put the coat on, the beanie, and I'm wearing snow boots. You just can't see them, but yeah.
So there's photos of you at the beach. It seems like you're very active, like you like sports and stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Do you get out and do a lot of different things?
Yeah, I do. I do all forms of boarding, snowboarding, surfing, skateboarding. Okay. Love
just
it all.
True California girl.
Just a second. We're going to talk. Don't just ignore us. She has a twin. I know.
She does.
And
I know.
She has an identical twin.
And your name's Taryn, right?
Yeah.
So can your twin be Rippin' and then you'd be Rippin' and Taryn?
Oh, stop it.
Come on.
What's your sister's name?
Kristen.
Kristen and Taryn.
Wow. Kristen and the Taryn.
That'll do.
All right, let's go back to the questionnaire.
So you're an EMT, so if I call 911, you show up at my house if I'm sick?
Hopefully.
I've called 911 before and you don't show up.
You know what I'd like to call her? When I have that 4-hour Viagra boner that won't go away. Yeah. Right? And they say you have to. It's the law. You have to call a medical technician or something.
I don't think it's the law, but you should.
No, it lasts more than 4 hours. Call a medical emergency unit. And then Taryn shows up. And then you know what? It's on.
And then it's off.
By the way, King of Mexico was all over Taryn because, you know, he has sex with most of the Double D winners. And he the first thing he asked Taryn was what? What did he want you on staff to do for us?
Did he ask you something?
You don't remember anything?
What are you talking about?
Yes. Well, you were there, Kevin. He wanted her to be available to give IVs in the event of hangovers.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Because that's very useful to have an EMT around on the morning after, you know?
I don't think legally you're allowed to do that.
But, not as an EMT, basically.
But we could use that.
But
really.
As a friend, she could do it.
Sure.
Right? Since we're almost out of time here, and you can check out Taryn's pictures that don't even do her justice at KevinDeBean.com if you want to vote for her, let's get down to the talent that you're going to be performing for us Friday in front of the crowd for Miss Double December 2011. What do you do, Taryn?
I twirl flags. There are two flags, and they're
on code?
Kind of,
I think.
they're both on 12-inch poles.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. With little balls on the end.
This is her.
Yeah. Okay.
This is all code.
Anyway, and then I just twirl them, toss them, spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's fun.
You can't do that in here, though, can you?
No, I'll probably kill someone if
that's
I do
all right.
That here.
I don't care.
Were you part of, like, the drum majorette corps or something in high school? Where
does
this come from?
It wasn't, like, pageantry. It was a pep squad
high
school.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did go to the football games and cheered, so.
All right.
Do you throw them up in the air and stuff and catch them?
Yes, I do.
Wow, that should be very entertaining.
I guess I have to do it in a parking lot, that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We need that much room on Friday?
I think so.
Wow.
Well, we have a big stage. I think you'll be fine on stage, but you'll have to do it outside today so we can get something on video, I guess.
So Taryn will have two 12-inch poles in her hands.
Oh, my goodness.
With little balls on the end.
Cupping the balls on the end.
And
right,
she'll be
exactly.
working the poles, basically, is what she'll be doing.
So Mike's
all right. The voting is done now. There's no need to go on the website. Because
there is still voting.
Taryn has not only won, she will not only be Miss Double December on Friday, she'll be Miss Double December until she gets old. We're never going to let this one go. I'm here to say it. And then when she gets old, we'll let her sister do it. All right. Taryn, thank you so much for coming in. We'll see you live on Friday.
Will her sister be the same age? Will her sister be old when she gets old?
I was hoping
we're
you wouldn't catch that.
We're not putting one in a freezer or anything.
I'm going to harvest DNA and grow one from birth. That's what I'm going to do.
Wow. All right.
Creepy.
Thanks for coming in, Taryn. Good to see you.
Retracting her candidacy, I know.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:54. What? What's so funny? What's going on?
What happened?
You don't want to know.
Dr. Drew is in the house. He will be joining us coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, so stick around for that. The premiere, of course, of Celebrity Rehab, which we've been waiting for a long time, finally debuts tonight on VH1. Apparently the most explosive season yet. I can't wait to talk to the doctor about it. That's on the way now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean program. What's going on?
Here's why Drew is such a good guy. Because he said he'd come in to talk about the premiere, and he's not well. He's sick, but he still dragged his ass in here. For you guys.
You could. But as a doctor, shouldn't he know better? Shouldn't he know that he ought to be home and taking care of himself instead?
Physician, heal thyself, I say.
That's why I'm saying he's probably not even a real doctor. I'm not even sure he's got a medical license.
I'm pretty sure he does. And
he would know better than to abuse himself.
Ralph's giving him props.
You're right. For being the guy who says, look, I made a commitment. Yes. And I said to come in. I'm coming in regardless.
Well, he's a crappy doctor.
They put him in on a stretcher. I don't know if that means anything or not.
He's in a coma. But other than that.
All right, let's talk about show business news, shall we? Anne Hathaway.
No.
Oh. By the way, I did not realize this until someone gave me the heads up, but in Love and Other Drugs, her new film, she apparently is naked a lot.
Yep.
Way naked.
Yeah.
You guys have seen it?
Is
you saw
it? I've seen the screen caps.
The screen caps.
Oh, I mean the movie.
No, I didn't see the movie.
Well, you really, yeah, oh yeah, it sounded like you were
coming right from the Cineplex.
Like, no, like, she's been nude in that thing. That's what everybody's been talking about. Where you been, Ralph? Come on.
Well, she says that she had to do some serious dieting to get her body into shape. Hasn't she always been about 106 pounds as far as we've known her?
Thin and beautiful.
What would she have to do? How much weight would she have to lose?
I wouldn't think any.
No. She said right after the sex scenes that she shot in the movie, she went straight to the bakery and bought donuts, though. So that's my kind.
Right.
And she put that half a pound right back on.
Oh, now she's huge. Fat pig. And Hathaway.
All 3 ounces went right back on
her. And Fataway, I call her. And Hathaway too much. That's what I say about her. I hate when women talk about gaining weight and they're all stiff. Thin. Like Mila Kunis. Oh, I had to lose so much weight to be in Black Swan.
She did, though.
But how much could she have lost? She started off weighing 90 pounds.
She said she lost 20 pounds.
She lost too much. She's super thin.
But here's the thing, and this is actually legitimate from the actresses. I agree with you, Ralph. I don't want to see them lose weight. They already look great. But apparently, it does look better on film if you're underweight. That makes you look great on the movie screen.
That's why I look so good in movies.
Right.
Yeah, because of my problem keeping weight on.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies that I'm in, of course, Kevin Smith's Red State coming out sometime next year,
right?
We hope. Mm-hmm. Kevin has announced his new film and who will star in it. He's making a movie called Hit Somebody about hockey.
That's right.
A hockey comedy that will start production next year. And he's announced that Nicholas Braun, young actor from Sky High, and he's got a new Disney film called Prom that comes out in next spring as well. He's a very talented guy. He's also in Red State. He's been announced as the lead in that film. So congratulations to Nick Braun. You're going to like him. He's a good guy.
Fantastic.
Big, too. He's like 6'6".
Wow.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's father has filed a wrongful death suit against Dr. Conrad Murray.
Whoa.
Why so soon, Joe?
Yeah.
LA Times says Joe has added the pharmacy that sold Dr. Murray the propofol as a defendant. So he's suing the pharmacy as well as Dr. Murray.
Asshole.
The case now will be heard on a state level. Originally, it was filed in federal court, but the judge said, look, this isn't our jurisdiction. California's going to have to handle it. So they will be looking after it now, and we'll know more as that proceeds. But
Michael Jackson, world phenomena.
I think he's got a case, because we do miss our phenomena, Michael Jackson. And congratulations to Green Day bassist Mike Dirnt. He's a dad again. TMZ.com says his wife, Brittany, gave birth to a girl on Sunday. Mike already has a daughter from his first marriage and a son with Brittany Cade, his third wife, and says they haven't picked out a name yet for their new daughter, but they have a few special choices in mind. Pee-pee, poo-poo, anyone? Guesses? What are you thinking?
Mm. I'm not thinking pee-pee or poo-poo.
No?
Mm-mm. It's got to be. They're in a tough situation because the poor child saddled with the last name of Dirnt. And not everything goes great with Dirnt.
It's true. What would be a good Dirnt? A good Dirnt first name?
Says boy or girl?
Girl.
There isn't one.
They have to change the last name.
Change
Mike.
The last
Sorry
name as well.
That. Florida Dirnt.
No. Dirnt doesn't really flow.
Flow
no.
Dirnt.
No. Nope.
Flow Dirnt.
I don't think flow.
Florence Dirnt.
No.
Right.
Debbie Dirnt. Nope.
Debbie Dirnt. Debbie does Dirnt.
Today's does celebrity the middle name.
Today does the middle name. Today's celebrity birthday is Woody Allen. Is 75 years old today. Nestor Carbonell. From Lost and Suddenly Susan. And Kane. Remember him in Kane? With Jimmy Smith? I loved Kane.
Ew.
I miss
what that
Kane.
Is.
Kane was Watch a series
that.
On CBS.
Not for long.
Didn't last very long, but I enjoyed it. He is 43 years old today. Sarah Silverman celebrates her 40th birthday. And Brad Delson of Linkin Park celebrates his 33rd today on December 1st. Those are the celebrity birthdays. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Sorry, it's just a little early for a slow dance, that's all. For
it
an all skate.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
We couldn't be more excited. In fact, it's in direct opposition to how little excited Dr. Drew is to be here on the Kevin and Bean Show, but we are delighted to welcome him back to the program live and in studio.
Thank you, guys. I listen to this lovely voice I've got. Isn't it great being on a talk show and not being able to talk?
Yeah, you sound
Dr.
good.
Drew, just I feel awesome. So bad.
You sound healthy.
What's going on? You just been overdoing promotion for Celebrity Rehab?
I started getting a little something, something last week, and then I had to go to New York, and, Stern is 3 in the morning our time.
Right.
And, and then today's show and all this other stuff, and so I just didn't get any sleep.
But aren't you a doctor? I mean, can't you, give yourself something?
Yeah, I did. It was getting better, and then I left it in the hotel room.
Oh, good.
So it was awesome.
Good.
Really,
let me tell you, before we talk about Celebrity Rehab, which, as we've been talking about all week long, looks like the most awesome season yet. But here's what I love about Dr. Drew, besides the fact that he's so damned good looking, is that he can be involved in things that would bring down any other doctor, would destroy any other doctor's reputation. I don't know how you're able to be on Loveline with Psycho Mike and put up with the BS that he does. Go on a show like Stern, be involved in just the filthiest, most base, degrading things that go on, and still stay above all that and walk away and keep your reputation intact. I mean, you are Teflon, man.
Well, it's not the being Teflon. It's more that I feel like I'm willing to go wherever I need to go to deliver good information. And, and so I'll walk into territory that is uncomfortable for me. I mean, like Stern the other morning, I knew I was going to walk out with a sweat.
Of course.
And by the way, he like started to wrap up like three times.
No,
and,
I know.
And I thought, oh my God, I don't feel so bad. This is going to be great. And then I realized, oh no, he's not going to wrap up. He's going to find that spot. And then once he gets there, then he's going to wrap up.
And that spot was for me, was the Dreamcast.
Yes.
Where you started like guessing, like, oh, if Miley Cyrus would be in it, that would be awesome. You know, and Lindsay Lohan and all the other people that, Brittany.
We don't need that because this season is fantastic. We have a great
cast. All right,
cast.
Let's talk about who's on Celebrity Rehab. We have Rachel Uchitel.
Uchitel.
Sorry.
Okay, now let's stop right there because we brought up Miss Uchitel before on the show, and the impression that those of us in the American public have is that she's just a fame whore who banged Tiger Woods and go away.
Yeah.
But you say there's much more to her than the public persona.
Right, absolutely. I think people that have been unkind to her are going to feel bad.
Really?
Because she's been through some horrible traumas growing up. She lost her father at a young age in a horrible traumatic way, and then when she got herself together, got engaged to a guy who died in the 9/11 towers while she was on the phone with him, and then she just spiraled after that.
Oh, wow.
And she's literally chasing ghosts after that, sort of going for the unavailable person as a way of reenacting her traumas. And she made a lot of progress. She feels like her life has changed. She's still in treatment. She did a lot of the circuit with me in New York and was really quite, I thought, really appropriate.
What's she in rehab for? What's the drug of choice?
Well, she came in with pills and alcohol, and she was in distress. I could just tell she needed something, and she didn't know what it was, and I didn't have a chance to assess her. It turns out her primary issue is love addiction. And the pills and stuff were just sort of what spiraled out of her terrible relationship.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't that difficult for her to
stop the pills and drugs and stuff. Even though
that wasn't the main problem.
She related to a lot of the 12-step stuff, but she really the trauma and the relationship stuff was, and that's what she's still in treatment for now.
Love addiction is that when you have sex with lots of people because you're trying to feel something?
No, it's where you idealize. You go for that's sex addiction.
Yeah.
It's usually actually the sex addicts go with the love addicts. It's sort of bigger than life. Others that you idealize, and because you idealize them so much, and you mistake intensity for intimacy, and as such, when you're in these very intense relationships, you miss the red flags. You just don't see them. You can't. It's like a drug addict. You just don't see things.
Now she's hot though, right?
She's a lovely woman. Yeah,
that was a big question.
By the way, I got
he's a doctor.
I got to thank my wife for bringing me in here this morning because I hauled my ass out of bed at 6 o'clock and she goes, "Where are you going?"
Yeah.
She goes, I'm taking you. You're going to get pneumonia.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Really
nice.
And that also explains why the doctor's not going to admit that Rachel is hot.
No, it's because I mentioned the word lovely and my wife is lovelier than Rachel.
All right. I didn't say is she hotter than your wife.
Okay,
take it easy.
All right.
Here's the question I have though, because she's the
got
one.
Anger issues.
Maybe you can't even comment on this.
What?
We were told that she got a huge payoff from Tiger Woods, $10 million or something like that, and she's not allowed to talk about him. But in treatment with you, doesn't she kind of have to discuss happened with Tiger Woods as part of the journey?
No, it didn't. Listen, it's like drug addicts early in treatment. You don't revivify the traumatic experiences. You deal with the solution. Because if you get too intensely into the revivification of things that were problematic, it makes people run away from treatment.
Look up and Rachel,
you will see Rachel does run away at a point.
She does. That's right. We heard that story.
Yeah, when it was happening.
That's right. And we called you and you said, I can say nothing.
No, I told you she came back, didn't I?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Janice Dickinson is another of those celebrities that those of us on the outside, and I can't wait to hear what you're going to say about her, Doctor, look at this as, well, she's not on America's Top Model anymore. She probably needs the publicity. She's a fame whore. That's why she's on the show.
Why am I wrong?
Again, well, she has horrific drug withdrawal.
And she does.
And she scares the hell out of my staff, nearly kills herself
really
in treatment, and then comes out of it and is doing – amazing. Mike and I had Bob and Shelly on the Love Line last night, and Shelly still sees her every day. Mike, did she not talk about
it? Yeah, that was the first thing that Shelly told me about was how well great Janice Dixon, the transformation she's had.
Yeah. I watched that show, and I think Dr. Drew has it easy because Shelly's the one who has to take all of the abuse.
Poor Shelly.
Yeah, poor Shelly.
And I really feel bad for her.
In real life, it's more Sasha that takes that stuff because she's the nurse on the unit, but in a residential unit, it's not a nurse, it's the tech, and that's Shelly,
And I would think she would not want to see any of these people.
Bob and Shelly took a lot of them on still. We all see a lot of them, and they're doing very, very well. Many. The one I want to talk about, though, is Eric Roberts, because since we treated him, he's had a
relapse into crazy?
Well, no, he's had a career sort of pinnacle moment in Sharktopus.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And you know, and I was
and Expendables,
Ralph,
right?
Just the Sharktopus. Come on. I wish Ralph were in here because I want to just tell him what a glorious moment that was for Eric.
Now, we heard about Eric Roberts that he was in because of an addiction to marijuana. Is that true?
He had a severe pot addiction, which is one of the more common addictions we treat now.
But it...
they can't stop. They try and try and try, and they can't, and they have horrific withdrawal.
But it's not addictive.
Oh, then talk to Eric when he comes in here. Or talk to my 1,000 other patients that I've treated. But Mike, you back me up on this, for Christ's sake.
He's yelling now. Don't lose your voice over this.
Talk to Steve-O on Friday when he comes Steve-O. Down for Miss Double D's pageant.
But isn't that just, I need something, so I'm going to take something? Is the actual pot... Physically addicting, or is it just a mental thing where they need a break?
There's only one kind of addiction, and it's a biological process in your brain. There's not two kinds of addiction. Like, oh, I need something is a biological process.
There is something to it, Kevin, where I think you're going, is that the addict needs something to get by, and marijuana seems to be the drug that they can still live their life on.
Yes, that's true.
But the marijuana isn't like you take it once and now if I don't get it again in 24 hours.
There's no denying that when it comes time for them to try and quit, they physically cannot do it.
And I'll tell you what, and you got to remember.
You're a doctor. I'm not, but you're wrong.
But some of this is a function of history.
Okay.
In that the pot that people were smoking 20 years ago was not that addictive.
Okay.
It's so powerful now, it has more of an opioid effect.
I know.
And so it's a much more common phenomenon now than it used to be.
Now, a guy like Eric Roberts, is this like an alcoholic? Once you're clean and sober, he can't ever smoke pot once socially.
He's done. He's in the program. He's doing great. Another guy that's doing fantastic.
All right, we want to talk about some more of the participants in the new season of Celebrity Rehab after a quick break with our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, who got up out of a sick bed to have his wife bring him down here to be on the Kevin Bean Show today. That's how committed he is to this program. It is airing tonight on VH1 at 10 p.m. More with the doctor after this on the Kevin and Bean. Dr. Drew Pinsky in studio with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always a treat when the doctor can come by in person, of course, from 16 and Pregnant, Teen Mom, Sober House, Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, Love Line, nationally syndicated on the radio every night. And by the way, Dr. Drew yesterday passed 2 million on the Twitter followers.
Oh, I did. I have sex for that. And also, I got a new show on HLN coming out in the fall.
Listen. You need to stop.
No, I'm really
we need an intervention.
Conan said that last night to me, but listen.
Our third break today, you can't stay because you're sick, was going to be a full-on, you need to say no to some kind of TV intervention where we read letters to you and the whole deal. Because you can't. How are you adding another show? You're barely alive.
A daily show.
How cool will that be, though? I mean, listen,
not at all.
Not at all. Cool.
Selling jewelry.
But the teen
what
mom
is it?
Stuff,
HLN?
No. Yeah, no. Headline news.
Oh, yeah. Headline news. Okay.
The teen mom stuff is a one afternoon for me. The celebrity rehab is a 3-week commitment. You know, it's not that time consuming.
But you have a practice. You're a doctor, and you're doing a full time radio show. You don't need a full time television show every day.
How dare you?
We're just saying a little balance, man. You're going
to
fall.
Well, my wife's here. We'll talk to her when she's fine.
All right, listen. Celebrity Rehab.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Celebrity Rehab is back tonight. Why is it, and we bought the line, and we believe you, that it's the most powerful and explosive Celebrity Rehab yet in its fourth season. Well, why is it that so?
It's because it's a group that needed treatment. I mean, you got guys, people like Frankie Lanza, who is a former prostitute, cocaine, opiate addict, who is maintaining her addiction now with a handle a day of Hennessy. That's a gallon a day of Hennessy. This woman's smaller than Lisa Mann.
Oh, my God.
And a gallon a day. She needed treatment, right?
Yeah.
So, and people needed treatment. They have a very intense withdrawal, and they get intensively bonded to each other. And it really embraced the process. As a result, some very intense stuff happens.
So the more
kind of screwed up they are when they start, the more intense it has to be to get to the other side?
No, that's not necessarily true, because usually the more screwed up they are, the least willing they are to get involved. But this was both. They needed treatment, and they jumped in.
Wow.
And they jumped in together. And what Bob Forrest was talking about last night when he was on Loveline was they immediately declared they were all BFFs forever, but they were fighting like crazy because they were also sick.
Yeah.
And so it was a really intensive kind of an experience.
One of the participants in Celebrity Rehab debuting tonight at 10 on VH1 is 70s teen pop sensation Leif Garrett. He had about 2 years where he was really, really popular. He was the Justin Bieber of his day for a minute.
He was.
And he has had a long history of alcohol and drug addiction. And most people, if they know his name at all now, Dr. Drew, it's because of the Behind the Music where he confronted the person that he paralyzed as a result of a drunk driving accident. And is that the type of thing that really set him off on a path that he has never recovered from? Because it seems like he seems damaged in a serious way every time I see him on TV.
What's awesome is that's a normal person's view of why an addict would spin out of control. I don't think that had much of an impact at all on him.
Really?
In fact, he defends his alcohol use like crazy during this treatment. And we the whole time are going, Leif, you nearly killed your friend around alcohol. What do you mean you don't have an alcohol problem? Yeah, well, I can take it or leave it. Heroin's the problem. And,
wow.
Yeah, and Mike, I mean, you can appreciate that's that kind of thinking, that crazy addict thinking.
Right? Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really of a consequence that gets through to someone when it comes to their drug of choice.
Yeah,
I mean, people often say, like, well, you're a parent now. How can you continue to drink like this?
Or they go, you lost your kid. Doesn't that spiral you out of control? No,
yeah,
the addiction spirals them out of control. They're already
spiraling before that happens.
And having said all that, let me be sure to say, Leif is a great guy. He really is when he's not being the addict Leif, he is – everyone loves him.
You know, does he ever take off the headband?
A little bit here and there.
So no. You know what's funny about that, Dr. Drew, is that it's like the real person comes out.
Yeah.
Once you strip away that, sometimes that's not good.
Sometimes the real person is a dick.
Right. The real person is an a-hole.
That's true.
You know, it's interesting, and that's why codependents keep them loaded. Sometimes they actually like dealing with them better when they're loaded. They don't really know that's what they're doing.
All right, so which person that's been on Celebrity Rehab is the biggest a-hole sober?
Worse sober?
Yeah.
It's Mike Starr, right?
Mike was better sober than in withdrawal.
Yeah,
but he's better sober.
I'm saying sober.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's
A-hole.
Hard for me to think that way because I like them all.
Come on now.
I'm trying.
Shifty?
No, Shifty's cool sober. He's great sober. I'll think about it.
All right.
I can't come up.
Email me.
It feels like it's one of the women or something.
Rachel Uckertel, Janice Dickinson, Leif Garrett, Frankie Lanz, who is Keisha Cole's mother. She's the one with the gala today. Hennessy, Jason Waller from The Hills, Jason Davis, the socialite. Is he he's Gummy Bear? Is that which one he
Gummy
is?
Bear.
He's Gummy Bear. Boy, that boy's trouble. He seems like he needs his own show. He's got so much trouble.
He is his own show, but I'll tell you what. I think people will get very attached to his story.
Do you write down on your clipboard, can't help?
No.
Like at any point?
That's the billboard over my head. Jason is another guy we got very attached to, and we can help him, but boy, he's tough. He's a tough guy.
I can't wait.
I literally at one point have to bring in a team of psychiatrists. I've never done this. I brought in like 8 professionals.
Wow.
We stood there and confronted the hell out of him, and he laughed at us. I've never seen him like that.
He never has to worry about making a living, right?
These things aren't that good for him. But he's in a world where he thinks it's okay.
His family used to be independently wealthy beyond words.
Are they not anymore?
I don't think they are.
Well, certainly they're doing a good job of cutting him off.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would change things a
little
bit.
Right, and that's what they should be doing to help deal with his
disease. You brought in 8 psychologists?
I had like 6 or 7 psychologists.
And he laughed?
And he was... I mean, it was unbelievable. I've never seen a patient do that. Usually when you bring in a show of force, and I brought in, firepower, everybody I knew.
Right.
And he was just like, I love manipulating shrinks. He literally said that to us.
Did you just walk up to him and go, all right, have a good one. See you later.
No, I didn't.
How do you not do that? He laughed at 8 psychiatrists, for God's sake.
I know, because he's sick. You know, I know he's in trouble, and so I'm trying to help. You know, it's frustrating as hell.
I don't know where you get your optimism from, Dr.
You know where? You
That's
know where?
A great question.
No, it is. And watching me on this show taught me where. Because I will look to myself and
you
go.
You sit there and go, look at me.
No, I go.
Look,
I'm
on now.
No,
look at those
pecs.
Wow,
show
my God.
I've
watched all the replays?
No, I rarely watch it. But when I watch it, I go, God, I really do seem awfully patient with these people.
You do.
And I thought, it's the recovery. I know what's on the other side. I've been through enough recoveries that I have so much hope for them that if I know they're sick and I know what they'll be like with that recovery, and it gives me a lot of patience. I learned that when I watched myself working with Carrie Ann, because I've seen glimpses of Carrie Ann sober. You didn't see it on TV.
Right.
I experienced it with her, and it gave me a lot of patience of dealing with her when she was a mess.
So when you're talking to people who are out of their minds, you just think, I can see them on the other side?
I know what the other side is.
I'm going to have some patience.
I know they're not well.
If you snapped, like most of us would, and just decked Gummy Bear, I mean really just hit him right in the face and he went down. First
would
of all,
you allow,
would you allow VH1 to show that? Would you air that as part of Celebrity Rehab?
No.
Or would you cut it out?
I could have. First of all, it's VH1's product, so I couldn't do anything about that, A. B, I would be phoning in from jail to discuss
it. You'd be smart enough not to do it on camera, though.
No,
I'm guessing.
That is an doctors don't hurt patients, A. And B, that's a vastly illegal act, so it would not happen.
You are a better man than I, I'll tell you that. I don't know how you do it, Doctor.
Well,
it's a miracle.
You are a cool guy for coming in sick. Thank you.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. You've been telling us for a long time that you would come in on the day that it airs.
Yes, and here I am.
And you're here, and you're just about to die, so thank you for coming in. I wish you could stick around for one more break, but you can't. Because we're going to talk about the fact that we all wouldn't be surprised if Bean was a serial killer.
Oh, I got to stay. I'm staying.
And how hurt his feelings are about that.
I'm staying.
Really? They're not kidding when they say that they really would not be surprised. And that just boggles my mind.
This is awesome.
Well, I don't want you. You have other.
I have thoughts. So,
all right. I wasn't doing that to tease you to stay.
As long as you're not going to do the intervention on me if I work
on
it.
No,
you sure that's not code for that?
It isn't. No, we were actually. That's what we decided to replace your third break with. Because Bean's feelings are very, very hurt.
No,
very,
why wouldn't they be? Of course they're hurt.
Even that's weird.
All right.
Celebrity
right,
Rehab.
That's what I'm saying.
Tonight at 10 on VH1, whatever you do, do not miss it. Dr. Drew Pitsky will return, I guess, to be a fly on the wall as my life is shattered after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. This time tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, this exact minute that you are now listening, we'll be talking to a young lady named Marissa Miller.
Oh, my God!
Easy, Mike.
Mike, you're going to show your special talent again?
No, he's not. No,
push
he's
my
not.
Head. Push my head.
No,
Marissa
his
Miller.
His hips.
Tomorrow
he was
on the Kevin and Bean Show.
He was on his back with his legs in the air,
so
I tell you.
Pathetic. All right, Ralph, how did this next conversation come up?
We're joking about, Alex, our producer, said, you know, is this going to happen? What's going to happen when the cops find your pig farm with all the human remains buried in them, you know?
For those of you that don't follow, Bean doesn't work from the same studio. He works from Seattle, and he's got his house, and he's kind of separated himself from society. And we make a lot of jokes about the farm and things they're going to find.
We're having a guest on the show talking about disappearing, falling off the grid, how you can get out, drop out of society. And we're saying it's harder and harder. And, you know, Bean said, well, when I go to do it, I'm going to need, you know, a new passport and blah, blah, blah.
Right, right, right.
So Alex said, is this going to happen when the cops find your pig farm and the human remains? And Bean jokingly said, wouldn't it be funny if you guys found out I really was a serial killer? Wouldn't you all just be shocked? Wouldn't it rock your world? And to a man, each of us said, well, no, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Not a bit.
I would be absolutely say, oh, yeah, well, that goes to figure.
Okay.
And
now
how
can you possibly say that? Your old pal Bean, wouldn't you be horribly shocked if you knew that I was a serial killer?
In all seriousness, it's one thing to joke around
about.
Yes. It's another thing if the police came into the room and said,
right,
Bean, your partner, Kevin, has been arrested for killing 41 people and burying them in a shallow grave in Illinois.
Yes.
Tell me that wouldn't rock your world and you wouldn't be shocked and horrified.
I'd be horrified.
But wait a minute.
Shocked.
Wait a minute.
But that's the point we're making, is we would not be shocked.
But you have to be shocked. There's nothing about me that would indicate that I would actually hurt a
person. Are you out of your freaking mind?
I am a nonviolent person who I pick spiders up and put them outside rather than
swap. Animals, yes.
Yeah, there would never be any animal carcasses found. That's for sure. But your disconnect from the human race would absolutely make you a candidate, in my mind, for serial murder.
That's what they're responding to.
Yes.
I'm not going to claim this for all Asperger's type patients, but there's a certain lack of capacity for empathy or understanding emotional.
Any kind of connection.
Yeah. Well, no, he's got some connection.
No.
But it's similar connection to what he has with animals. And therefore, that valence, you kind of sense that, oh, my God, he could.
He could.
It's like,
we have a feature called Bean's Death Corner.
Bean is obsessed with death.
Because
he loves
stories
in the news about death.
Right?
I do. I enjoy reading about death. I'm not going out and actually. I'm not killing people, though, to create funny stories to read on the radio.
But
death is awesome.
Part of what
he reads obituaries in the paper.
Part of what fuels this concern that these guys have, Bean, is your incredulity at what they're reacting to. The fact that you don't attach and understand that makes it further possible.
The fact that you own paintings that were painted by John Wayne Gacy, legendary serial killer, that you actually own his works.
Uh-oh. I am a fan of Pogo the Clown. Sue me.
No, we don't want to sue you, but that's why we wouldn't be surprised.
How can you be surprised that we wouldn't be surprised?
That's our question. The thing that's the most fascinating about this is that you don't understand that that's how we've all felt
the entire time you've known us.
But that's part of the reason why.
It's
why
you
feel the way you do.
Because he doesn't get it.
The same reason that makes him not get it is the same reason you feel the way you do.
That's true. A complete disconnect from humanity.
Right, I'm just going to read something real quick, Bean, and this is how to spot a serial killer. Right off the internet,
okay,
I just printed it, right? Hang on,
okay.
I just want to read it. Number one.
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Realize that serial killers tend to be white males with higher than average IQs.
There you go.
Some drop out of high school or college.
Check. Oh, look at that.
Number
check.
Two.
Check.
Be wary
right,
of stalkers.
Hold on a second. I did drop out of college.
Yes.
Well,
number two. Be wary of
graduate.
Stalkers or easily obsessed males. Since serial killers usually have trouble attracting women, starting relationships, or maintaining relationships they have, they can easily be too attentive to a female they like to the point of harassment or stalking.
Oh, Rachel Nichols is my lover. We actually care deeply about each other.
So
and she's my Twitter friend.
Number three, consider the fact that many serial killers have been abused as children. The abuse can be physical, sexual, emotional, verbal, or a combination of all of these. Bean,
right.
what happened in your life before you were 16?
I don't have any memory whatsoever.
No,
sure.
No memory.
Check.
No okay. memory.
Oh, come on.
Number four,
check.
Remember that serial killers look normal, even geeky.
They don't
look or act like monsters in everyday life. They might actually be polite and soft-spoken. It's their personality and habits that give it away.
Did you write this list?
I didn't.
The habits like obsessing about serial killers and living away from humans.
Seriously.
He's got a portrait of O.J. Simpson in his home.
Oh. Nude in his bathroom. That's a different topic.
What?
Yeah, that's a different topic, but I think.
He has a painting of the rat that brought the bubonic plague off the ship to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That
was
hanging
a bitchin'
in his
rat.
Home.
I'm going to carry a gun.
Seriously.
This is really a problem.
But it's not new.
I'm not just.
I mean, you're just finding this out, but we've known he's had a picture of the rat that brought the bubonic plague for a long time. And to all of us, that's like, oh, whoa, 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 that's a problem. Red flags everywhere.
I think you need to contact the local authorities where his home is.
Turn him in, right?
Yeah.
Have him search it.
But isn't it very, very different for somebody to be interested in a topic versus going out and committing cold-blooded murder?
There's a difference,
there's
a difference between interest and fascination.
Yes.
You seem to have a sort of morbid fascination. And that's what, again,
an
you don't
unnatural
understand.
Attraction.
It freaks us out.
All right, let's.
To death.
Let's suggest that we were to pick who on our staff was a serial killer first and then go down the list. We would all put you.
Yeah, you'd have to be first.
I mean, all of us would. I think I'm safe speaking for Omar and Alex. Everybody would put you at the top.
This is very disturbing.
How can
guys.
It be disturbing?
Because I think Dexter is doing the right thing.
Oh.
Well, I think he's just misunderstood.
See, you make jokes, but you're very capable of murder is what we're saying.
No, not at all. I could never, ever hurt somebody.
We're freaking ourselves out here. We're talking
ourselves
into a corner.
It's like a ghost story. It's like we're stoned and we're telling ghost stories now. This is a bad idea. Maybe you shouldn't come down for the pageant on Friday or Christmas.
Hanging on the door was a bloody hook. By the way, coming up next, right after the top of the hour, Ralph, you'll be very excited. The beautiful Janet Montgomery is going to be here.
Do I love her?
She's on The Human Target, which is a show you already love, and now they add her, so you love it even more.
She's great on that show. She plays Ames. Tonight's episode, by the way, it's very Ames-centric. And
okay.
She has to, at one point, crawl through some heating ducts in a building that are very narrow.
Right.
And they can't figure out how to get her through there, so she has to strip down and oil up. She's got to get vegetable oil over her, and then she slides through the gate.
For the job, it makes sense.
And she also plays Eric's smoking hot British assistant on Entourage.
Yeah.
On that show, too. And she actually is from the UK, and she does an American accent on Human Target, and she's great.
Okay. Well, you can propose to her. Coming up next, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be talking to her.
Look who's talking.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Nichols is in a new show, too. She plays a doctor on CSI.
I love Rachel Nichols.
For what
it's
episode?
Showbiz. Three episodes of Criminal Minds, by the way, and I believe she plays an attorney. Here's Ralph Garman.
A quick email before I get to the showbiz news. This comes from John. You guys are not supposed to identify the serial killer while he's not in custody.
Oh,
sorry
Oops.
To see you go. You just moved up on the list. Sucks. Really liked you guys, too. Tell Lisa to run while you distract him. From John in mourning, he writes. So, you know, think about it. What does Dexter do when he knows someone's too close on the trail?
You're right.
What happens next? Kill room.
Yeah.
That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Exactly.
Saran
wrap
and a knife. So,
and then garbage bags and a boat and 3 a.m. in the harbor.
We may have, should not have been so vocal.
We weren't thinking about that.
I know.
Shoot.
I know. Interesting showbiz news today. They're interviewing Johnny Depp in Vanity Fair on the set of the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean film. Excuse me. And he had a great revelation about, you heard stories initially when he started making the first one. Disney started getting nervous when they saw his performance.
Yes.
Now imagine now we know Captain Jack Sparrow is an established character that we all know and love from the movies. But if you were making a movie about pirates and you saw Johnny Depp doing that character initially on the rushes as they came back from the set, you may be a little...
They thought it was a little...
A little too much for Disney?
A little concerned.
Sweet. For Disney, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you were a Disney executive, sure. What is he doing? And apparently that was the reaction they had. They couldn't stand him.
Oh, man.
Talking about Captain Jack when he first started filming the movie. I think it was Michael Eisner, Johnny says, the head of Disney at the time, who was quoted as saying, he's ruining the movie. The upper echelon Disneyites were going, what's wrong with him? Is he some kind of weird simpleton? Is he drunk? Is he gay?
Is he some kind of weird simpleton?
So I actually told this woman who was a Disneyite, but don't you know, all my characters are gay. That only made her more nervous, he said. So, great
That's
interview
awesome.
With Johnny Depp. You got a chance to read it in Vanity Fair. I recommend it highly. Oh, Johnny. I love him. I do. I love him so much.
I do, too.
He does make very interesting choices. I mean, the first minute of the Willy Wonka remake, you go, this is a weird character that he's doing. But then he grows on you and you realize it's awesome.
Well, with a Tim Burton movie, I guess you sort of expect it and it's almost... normal for that universe. I guess Disney was panicked when they're making a big blockbuster film with Johnny Depp.
Right.
And he comes in, so, who's going to see guys? Like, I can't understand what he's saying. It'll never work. He proved them wrong. It's good to know that Ben Affleck isn't perfect. Jennifer Garner talks about her husband.
Well, good. We're finding out from his wife?
Yeah.
All right.
On the Ellen DeGeneres show and said he's sure he's charming, successful, handsome, but he's horrible at gift-giving. She says, Ben often winds up at the CVS drugstore on Christmas Eve trying to find something nice for her on the big day.
CVS.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Ben.
Can't say I haven't done the same.
What?
I mean, it happens.
I just finished Christmas shopping for my wife. I just got it done.
You're done already?
Yeah.
Well done.
Wow. Yeah. You gotta move early because life moves too quickly, and before you know it, it's Christmas Eve.
I haven't gotten you your birthday gift yet. When was
that? That's, forget about that.
A week and a half ago?
It's not going to happen.
2 weeks
ago.
You're white. The new Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
That's right. Larry King has announced, now that he's signing off on his popular CNN talk show later this month, he wants to do a comedy tour. He tells New York Magazine, I'm funny. I'm going to do stand-up. That's what I love.
Can't
Make
wait.
It so. Make it
Tonight,
so.
Tonight, Snoop Dogg gets real and keeps it crack-a-lackin'.
Hope he does some of that.
I hope if Kevin Smith's ever sick, I need a co-host for Hollywood Babylon. I'll bring Larry in. Yeah, Chelsea Handler is a talentless beep.
She's terrific.
Are you gay?
And Michael Jackson's dad, Joe, has added the pharmacy that sold Dr. Conrad Murray the propofol as a defendant in his wrongful death suit against the doctor.
Can they not sell to doctors if they don't want to?
I don't know about this particular anesthetic. I think it's supposed to be used just for hospital use only.
I know, but...
So if they had any
knowledge... So maybe they weren't supposed to have been giving it out?
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe that's the case. Anyway, it was supposed to be filed in federal court, but a judge in federal court said it has to be heard on the state level, and now it will. It's been filed in the California state courts, so we'll know more about it. But someone's got to take a serious fall for this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like we hear a lot of news about lawsuits being filed and no one really ever seems to get in any trouble over this death. It's been some time now. Today's celebrity birthdays, Woody Allen, 75 years old today. Nestor Carbonell from Lost and Suddenly Susan is 43. Sarah Silverman celebrates her 40th birthday today. My buddy from Joe Schmo, he's now on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, writes on that show as well. David Hornsby is 35 years old. And Brad Delson of Linkin Park celebrates his 33rd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Wednesday is Ralph's favorite night of the week because that's the night that Human Target airs on Fox.
Oh, love
at 8
show
o'clock.
So much.
Now, this is what's amazing, Ralph, and we'll get to our guest in one second. This is what never happens, is you love a show just the way it is, and then they start monkeying with it, and it gets better. How often does that happen?
I was concerned when I knew they were kind of retooling it for this season. They've added some characters. They brought in sort of a rich woman who is now the sponsor for the team, so their equipment is all sort of upgraded. They've got high-tech stuff going on.
Right, and when you like the show, you go, oh, no, this is – what are they doing?
But it's even better. And they've added another new character named Ames, who I am extremely fond of.
And she is played by the beautiful actress Janet Montgomery, who joins us for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Janet, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, listen to that accent. Listen to that accent, you
may
guys
know Janet also as Ease assistant on Entourage. She's been all season.
And I am. You don't know which one's real, which accent's real.
That's what I was thinking, because someone told me that when I was watching Human Target. And I said, well, it can't be, because this girl has, you know, doesn't have a British accent. And all of you Brits seem to be able to pull off the American accent these days.
Yeah, I think we just I don't know. I don't know how we do it. I think maybe we're big fans of yours.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, you do it so well, we can't tell. And then when we try to do a British accent, we just sound retarded.
Yeah, it just sounds like ass.
It's just really bad.
Now, Janet, I imagine what we were describing before we brought you on the phone here is probably some of what was going through your mind when you started thinking about joining the cast of a show that's already up and running with great chemistry among its lead actors. You had to be a little bit worried about how you would fit in too, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it was a really male-dominated show, and I think that really worked last season. And coming in as like a female onto that show, there's that kind of worry that it won't work. But the guys have been so great, and we really gelled well together. So, yeah, it's all kind of working out really well, and Indira's lovely as well. So
the chemistry between you and Jackie O'Hareley plays Guerrero on the show. You guys sort of have an odd couple relationship going on just a few episodes into the season. Is so entertaining. It must be great to work with him.
Oh, my God, I love him. I really do. He's so fantastic to work with, and off set and on set, he's just, you know, he wants to, you know, just really help me out, and he's really taking me under his wing as a kind of, as Janet, as well as Ames. So, yeah, I'm really lucky to work with him.
But Mark Valley's a dick, right?
Can you say that on this radio? Can you say the D word?
Probably not.
No, I'm just kidding. We've already had him on. We love the show. How do we not love him? I'm just making a joke.
Yeah, Mark's terrible. I can't stand Mark, but that's great.
But he does strike me as a genuine badass. I mean, I know he's got a military background and stuff, but he seems, even when I watch the show, like this is no actor. He really could kick somebody's ass if he had to.
You know, I'm a big fan of Jackie's, and before I started the show, I remember like my first day of working with him, I was expecting kind of like the guy from Little Children.
Yeah, Psycho.
Like a kind of weirdo, and then he wasn't, and I was like, how do you do that? Because he's literally nice as pie. And you're like, really? How do you play such crazy characters? And I'm like, oh, he's an actor.
He's an actor.
Oh, that's right.
That's it.
So we constantly have to remind ourselves.
For people who are enchanted with hearing you on the radio and will tune into Human Target for the first time tonight, set them up as to what we know so far about Ames, because she is a fascinating character in that she can do so many different things. What do we got on her so far?
Okay, well, Ames joined the team this season, and she was kind of like a young chameleon-like thief. She kind of has all these different accents and goes undercover, and she's good with computers. She's small, so she's usually doing kind of like acrobatic things within episodes. You know, she's usually the one that they like force into doing something that none of them can do, whether it be rappelling off a building or climbing through small vents. She's kind of like
crawling through small vents. Yeah, that's true. I mean,
crawling through small vents.
Speaking of sliding through small vents,
yes.
Tonight's episode seems to be very Ames-centric from what I can tell from the previews. And do you, in fact, have to strip down and oil up in order to get through some vents this evening?
Well, you're just going to have to watch and find out.
There it is. Strip down, oil up.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
That's the name of my autobiography. Hope you pick it up.
Sure, why not?
I wish it was the first time I've been told to do it.
I bet not. Well, it does seem like a lot of fun for you as an actor to be able to, you know, show up every week and be able to essentially play a different character.
Yeah, it's great to play, and the other actors want to play, and we're just having a really good time making the show, and hoping people enjoy it.
Have you done a lot of action stuff before in your career, Janet? Because I know you mostly from comedies and stuff.
Yeah, no, I haven't done a lot of action before, but I come from a dance background, so I'm kind of good with the choreography, and I'm very kind of conscientious of like learning everything, so I know the stunt coordinator, I probably get right on his nerves, because I'm like, okay, no, I want to be able to do it, and I've got a great stunt double, but I'm always like trying to do it myself.
I know we're talking about Human Target tonight at 8 on Fox, but how much of you in your dance background will we get a chance to see in Black Swan when it opens this weekend? We hear you're in that too.
Yes, I am in Black Swan. I only have a tiny part in Black Swan. It was one of my first jobs when I came out to America, and Darren wrote me in this small part. So I play one of the girls who Natalie's friends with. My name's Madeline.
Madeline.
And yes, and I play like her friend within the ballet company. So yeah.
Sweet. Ralph, how do you handle this in your mind? Because you're so opposed to foreigners coming over and taking American jobs. What are you going to do with this?
But she's fine, right?
She's fine, yeah.
Come on.
She can send Ralph Grab an exception?
Yeah.
I give Janet a pass.
She's fine.
She's all welcome good. In our country and to our work.
She can take all of our jobs.
Anything she wants, she can get.
Yep.
And if she moves
fine,
here,
it's
does
fine. I'm marrying an American as well.
All right. See, you're taking our men, okay. too.
You're taking our men, too. Well, that's one less for you, Ralph. What are you going to do? All right. Human Target. Great action show. And Ralph has said on the air before that it is. And sometimes you watch it and it looks like a feature film. They really, I mean, it's got a budget for Fox. It really does. And it has a new episode.
Yeah.
A new That's episode exactly. tonight at 8 o'clock on Fox. Yes.
I'm sorry. You wanted to say something, Janet?
No. I was just going to say that's exactly what I think about the show whenever I watch an episode. I'm always like, how do we fit so much in an hour? It really does feel like a feature.
And it looks great. It just visually and the way they do the stunts and the way they shoot it, it does look like a feature film every week. It's just an amazing accomplishment.
If only Mark Valley weren't a dick, we could all just be so happy. We could just call it a day and just be happy.
He's going to
tell me off for not defending him.
No, we're just kidding. We love him. And ugly, too. So tough to look at.
Janet Montgomery was really slagging off Mark Valley today. That's what I'm going to
tell her.
It was weird. I'm going to lose my job.
All right, Janet, you are awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Hey, you can play along the Kevin and Bean home game. Go to kevinandbean.com right now and check out Laurie. She's in the studio vying to be Miss Double December 2011, don't you know?
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Nice melon.
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
I really want her boobs.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my f*** is hard.
Winner, winner, winner.
You can't say winner,
winner.
Every time.
Competition's
a girl
over.
Comes in.
What?
No.
I'm just.
The voting is over.
No,
Laura's
voting
in favor
is
of that.
Over.
The voter's not, voting is not
closed.
Over. Voting
Thank
is
you
open
for your votes.
Until what? Friday at 9 a.m. That's when voting will close. So.
Well, that was all true Keep until Lori voting. Walked in with those. Ralph, are you not paying attention?
Thank
Look
God
at those.
I'm the commissioner here, or else this league would be right off the rails.
Yes, we are doing a live broadcast Friday. You can go to kevinandbean.com for all the details. If you want to join us in Fullerton, please bring a new unwrapped toy. It's our annual Toys for Tatas. The Marines will be down there collecting toys, and we are going to be webcasting all around the world, by the way, thanks to our friends at Adult Chocolate Milk. They are picking up the tab so that you can watch it if you can't be there in person, and Lori is one of the ladies that you're going to be seeing on stage. Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
You should be Miss Double December 2011. Why?
Because on me, I'm awesome.
Wow, it's just like David came to Mexico. I mean, same confidence. This is the second girl today, by the way. Third so far, if I'm not mistaken, that your gifts are natural. Your double D's are natural.
They are. They're not double D's.
They're not double D's,
actually,
D's either,
no.
are they?
They're,
no,
big,
they're bigger.
Yeah.
Like
they
F's?
No, they're bigger than that.
They're like,
they're G's.
They're G's.
They
no,
are.
They're not.
G's? They are.
She's G's.
I go to the special store and everything.
Special store.
Special store, but that's for headgear.
Yeah.
Kevin drives a special bus on the way into work. I know that much.
Lori, how should we feel sorry for you? Is this tragic? Is it too much?
It can be sometimes. Sometimes, but not today. Not now.
Yeah.
No. No kidding.
I'm quite enjoying it, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
How old were you when you started to blossom?
I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
Oh. I remember my first training bra. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, my God. Your mom's listening?
Of course she is. Everybody is. And
tell your mom to listen.
Your training bra actually had wheels, didn't it? You needed to have, like, training wheels on your training bra.
It's like one day I remember having one, and the next day it was like I was not even... I had to go to, like,
Not
Victoria's Secret.
You became a woman overnight.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it was.
Now, what's that like in high school? Do the other girls who are just starting to get theirs, do they just hate you because you're already showing up in ninth grade with a full set?
You know what? We got a lot of that because both my sister and I are like that. And
your sister?
Yes, my twin sister. We both.
Your identical twin sister?
Yes.
Oh.
I know you're listening, Steph.
What's happening? And why aren't they entering together?
Wait, the last girl we talked to had a
identical twin sister who also had large natural breasts.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What's the hormones in
her
the meat,
name is
Kevin?
Stephanie.
It's the hormones in the meat, I'm telling you.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
What did your sister think about you applying for this position?
She was excited. She was more excited than I was. To be honest.
Well, then why isn't she sitting in here right now?
Actually, she really wanted to, but she had to go to work. But she will be here on Friday.
All right.
So she's really excited. I'm going to take her backstage with me so she can, like, make sure I look okay. And she's just way more excited than I am.
Excellent.
So I know she's going to call me right after this.
Well, she should quit her job.
Way to sell it.
She should quit her job and she should apply.
You know, a lot of people did say, why didn't you send pictures of both of us together?
Yes.
Right.
And,
double.
When I did it, I didn't think about it until the minute I hit send.
Plus, there's no room in the picture for anything else.
That's what I mean.
All four of those, right.
I could have just, like, cropped out the face, I guess.
No.
That's part of it.
Is she equally endowed and blessed as you are?
No, she's actually a little bigger than I am.
Come on!
She is.
Okay.
What's happening? She is.
What's happening to us?
I knew I should have brought her, but she had to go to work.
Well, we'll have to bring her up to meet everybody on stage on Friday.
What's happening right now?
My mind is blown equally, Kevin. I can't get my head around this at all. All right. So you are here. You have your questionnaire online. People can see your photos. They can vote for you. Daisy Delicious would be your porn star name.
It would.
Your superpower
would be Delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
Your superpower would be to clone yourself. How come? Why would you want that to be your superpower?
See, at first I decided to do that, and then after I reread it, I go, wait a minute.
I have a
There's
twin.
Already two of me.
Yeah.
But I am kind of a lot to take in, I hear.
Yes, you are.
So being two, like technically three of me, it would be a lot for people to
handle. It
would
be too much for us.
Right, exactly.
Our heads would explode. Now, did you and your twin do you know, trade places and dates and school and take tests for each other and all that
we
stuff?
We didn't because we are kind of opposite. So,
no, you don't do it because you're the same. You do it because you can get away with it.
Yeah, but also the thing was is when we were growing up, we had the same class.
Oh,
everything was the same. Even in high school, we always had the same class except for our last year.
So there was no chance to pull a prank on anyone.
There was no chance.
Night.
I mean, we could in like our sports. You know, we could do that.
All right.
What sports did you play?
We played water polo and soccer and softball. Anything to be in a swimsuit.
Anything where you would never sink.
That's easy to play water polo because you wouldn't have to tread
water.
Everybody
else is fighting to tread water and you just sit there.
Got the water wings.
I just sit there, lie back for a little bit. Yeah.
Now, Lori, we're almost out of time here. But
no, we're not.
We're not almost out of time.
We have all the time in the world.
Hot chicks with big natural boobs can sometimes be a pain in the ass and high maintenance. And I need to know.
Hey,
that's not you, though, right?
No. I'm actually a pretty easygoing, laid back. I would rather wear jeans and T-shirt any day than get all dressed up and stuff.
You got dressed up today, sort of, didn't you?
Kind of. But I still did wear my regular tennis shoes and jeans. You know, I just wore the shirt.
Here's the thing, again, for people who their first thought, and this is usually my first thought, is if a woman has G's, then the rest of her body must be able to support that, which is not necessarily a good sign. Not the case with you.
Not the case with Lori, right. All right, what's your talent going to be on stage Friday? Because that is part of the total vote.
It's going to be hula hooping. I'm going to double hula hoop it.
Double?
Yes.
Well, it's only appropriate for double December.
Sure.
Isn't it weird that Taryn, a couple of hours ago, also natural, also twin, also hula hooper, if I recall correctly?
Yes.
Wasn't she a hula hooper?
No, she was the flag twirler.
She was the flag twirler.
Who was the other one?
Flag twirler.
She had the 12-inch poles that she threw, that she handled.
Having trouble keeping it all straight. Are you going to... You're going to hula hoop for us here today, then?
I am.
Double hoop. Let's do it.
We'll make some room for you, and we'll watch what you're doing.
There's not much room there, but
we're going to shoot a little video so that you can go online at kevinandbean.com and see Miss Double December work her magic.
And you can see still photos right now. If you have been captivated, as we have by Lori, you can vote for her and then see her again in person on Friday. Okay, she's got two hula hoops. Is that what she's got?
Yep. She's got a double hula hoop. Look at those hips go.
Look at those.
That's a challenge.
Wow. She's got it going on.
Ralph, do those hips seem truthful to you?
Oh, God.
Shut up. You know what else moves?
Your boobs. Your boobs move.
It turns out.
Yeah. Well, your boobs are just screaming to be free.
Well done.
Her shirt
actually
unbuttoned while she was moving.
Her blouse was like, let me go. I need rest. I need help.
Wow, that was well done, Lori.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Everything about that was good.
Thank you, everybody, for your attention.
The voting is not over. The voting continues all week long up until 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock a.m. on Friday when we make the
final decision. Lori be crowned as Miss Double December.
She will not be crowned. We don't know yet
who
the winner will be.
At the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Come on down. Thanks a lot for coming in, Lori. We'll see you then.
And now, a moment with Bean. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I hope there will be many other appearances, Miyuku Hatayama. Nice. There's no way I said that right. Hello, how are you?
Wait, who was that?
That was worst intro ever.
It was terrible.
That was A Moment with Bean.
That was strong.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Bean was We're just there, thanks.
Bean was just like, hey, you take it. Hello, how are you?
By the way, we are reminded as we listen to That Moment With that we're only a couple weeks away from counting down the top 10 moments with for 2010. It's that time of year where we start to reflect back on how poor this show is, really. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Kevin Beach Show. It's Wednesday. Ralph is here. One more look at the show biz beat. What's going on?
Congratulations to Green Day bassist Mike Dirnt. He's a dad again. TMZ.com says his wife Brittany gave birth to a girl on Sunday. Mike already has a daughter from his first marriage and a son with Brittany, who's his third wife. Mike says they haven't picked out a name yet for their new daughter, but he has a few special choices in mind, so we'll have to wait and see. But someone reminded me when we did the story earlier today that Dirnt isn't really Mike's real last name. That he made up that name because he's a bassist, and, you know, when you play the air bass, you go, Dirnt, and so that's where he got Dirnt from. His real name
so
is
So he's
like,
not saddled with that for his little girl trying to get a first name to go with that. Okay.
Unless he legally changed it, but I believe his real name is Pritchard, and so I think she'll be Pritchard.
All right.
Doesn't make it any easier.
A little.
But it's easier to make a good name with Pritchard than Dirnt, I think. Oh, Kevin, I know what to get you for Christmas.
All right.
I am saving up my pennies. Bob Dylan's handwritten lyrics for his 60s song, The Times They Are A-Changin'.
He would love that.
It's going up on the auction block next month. Knowing how Kevin loves collectibles and Bob Dylan, this is the perfect Christmas gift.
Not interested.
The auction house of Sotheby's is going to be auctioning it off. Apparently, it is a worn, smudged, dog-eared piece of paper.
Yeah, I'd rather die.
That he wrote during his coffee house days. So I'm sure
I just don't care
it's got
at all.
Stains on it.
Hmm.
Songs, of course, the title track from Dylan's 1964 album that made him a rock legend. They are predicting the bidding will kick off at $300,000.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Apparently someone will.
Is the question.
Ruff, you mind for our listeners who may not be that familiar with Mr. Dylan, do you mind if I play a clip of The Times They Are A-Changing, one of his most legendary songs?
Sure.
And a clock on the helicopter.
Wow. That is a classic.
Better singer than Bob Dylan.
Correct.
Wing. The only person Wing can claim a win over.
That is correct.
Is Bob Dylan. That's ridiculous. $300,000. Look, I'm a collector. I know. I dig the stuff. I like to collect things. I have paid money that people cannot understand me paying something for.
For what
that.
Most people is
right.
Meaningless.
Would be
right.
Like, it's a toy from the 60s. Why would you shell out that kind of coin?
Right.
But $300,000 for the written lyrics to that song.
But at least, you know what makes it better is it doesn't come with the singing. It's just the lyrics.
That's true.
That's a better song.
That's why it's so expensive. It was a recording. It'd be like $1.99, but just the lyrics.
Some people just have too much money. There was that billionaire in the news this week who paid over $300,000 to buy a couple of truffles. He paid that for truffles.
Yeah. That you eat.
Yeah, that you eat, that are gone. Then you got nothing
right to
show for it.
You don't even put that in a case and look at it or show it off when friends come over for the holidays. You just eat that stuff.
Wow.
Madness. Tonight on Psych, if you watch that show over on USA, there's a tribute to director David Lynch and his cult TV classic Twin Peaks. Apparently, the show is an homage to that legendary TV series and will feature a mini reunion of sorts of the cast. Cheryl Lee, Sherilyn Fenn, Ray Wise, and Dana Ashbrook will all be guest starring on that episode, so you may want to check it out. Speaking of television, ABC has announced they are going to debut a new show called Body of Proof in place of Detroit 187. I don't know if you guys were watching that Detroit 187 or not. But
No.
I like cop shows. But this was a little too reminiscent of NYPD Blue for me. It just seemed very familiar, and I didn't catch on with me, and apparently with a lot of people. Dana Delaney will star in the new series, Body of Proof. She will play a brilliant neurosurgeon who takes on a new career, helping solve crimes with her genius and medical skills. It's
okay.
House. It's
does
house
she have,
for cops.
Does she have bad social skills as well?
She walks with a cane. I don't know if that means anything. And more shows that are being copied from other shows. ABC has taken a look at the musical success of Glee and have decided to produce its own musical series for the fall. Hollywood Reporter says Idina Menzel will star. She played Lea Michele's mom on Glee, and she will star in a musical version, basically, of the Gilmore Girls. It's about a mother who's single with a teenage daughter, and she has to sing at weddings and bar mitzvahs in order to make ends meet.
Nope.
So there'll be a lot of singing. in this show.
No.
Yeah. As well.
No.
No.
I think you guys are into it.
Yeah, clip.
I sense you're excited. We have a little clip from the pilot.
All right, I'm going with yes now.
And Carney Wilson of the band Wilson Phillips, and also solo career of different reality show and talk show appearances. She has been dropped.
She sounds fat.
As the celebrity spokesperson for a new diet plan called the Fresh Diet. Apparently, the manufacturers of the Fresh Diet dropped her because they were disappointed she only lost 19 pounds while on their diet. And also because she was simultaneously promoting her own line of cheesecakes while being part of their staff. And she thought there might have been a conflict of interest there. So
this is for all the fat girls!
Now that Carney's off the Fresh Diet, I guess she could just go on the cheesecake diet.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
Eat as much as she likes.
Fat, 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 fat.
Good point.
Have you geared up the holiday eating program yet? Have you just delved into that full force?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, just this from this. For me, because my birthday's November, it seems like once my birthday hits all the way through Thanksgiving and then Christmas and parties and family and friends visiting, just all the way through June of next year, I will just be eating nonstop and drinking nonstop and just constant cocktails and eggnog and food and stuff.
What do people usually gain over the holidays? Does anyone know?
400 pounds.
400 pounds,
they say. That's what the...
Lisa, what do you hear? You probably have a more
delivery. I was going to say 5 to 10 pounds.
Yeah. That's been generous, I think, to the
Come
to,
on,
to
Daddy, keep
people.
Up.
I'm guessing it's got to be closer to 15 to 20.
Really?
That's what 5 to 10 means. It's 15 to 20.
Really? In girls speak.
Yeah,
in girls speak. Over a course of like 6 weeks, though, you'd think people are gaining 15 pounds at the time?
That's a lot.
Seems like a lot.
I think maybe 75, 80. That's what my guess is. It just seems like you do nothing but eat.
I eat every day. I spend every day eating like it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, you do. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Woody Allen is 75 years old today. Speaking of Woody, happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there. I think it started last night, was the first night of Hanukkah. Oh, I hope that oil holds out. I hope you get 7 days out of it, Jews.
I don't think they hope and pray anymore about that.
No?
I mean, it
just happens?
Yeah.
Well, that's hardly a miracle then, is
Accepted.
It? The whole thing was like, it was a big deal. One night of oil turned into 7 nights of oil.
Right. When it happens.
Well, if it happens every year, it's hardly a miracle is all I'm saying.
I think it's actually tonight because they're lighting a giant menorah up at Universal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then, I hope your oil lasts as long as you need.
Whenever it is.
Just light your candles.
Good luck with
your
oil.
Spin the dreidel, get out the gelt, and have a nagila to all of you. 75 years old today. Jeremy Northam, very talented actor, 49 years old today. Nestor Carbonell from Lost. He was Richard Alpern on that show, remember?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he was
never aged. Never aged.
That's right, 43 years old. Sarah Silverman turns 40 years old. David Hornsby from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And, of course, the Joe Schmo Show. My buddy David is 35. Brad Delson from Linkin Park celebrates his 33rd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. Listen to this. We have Miss Double D contestant Ashley.
Yes.
And we have Kate Bosworth.
What? Okay.
And we have Miss Double D Daryl Lee.
What?
Wow. And we have Marissa Miller.
Oh, man. That is just chock full of babes.
And we have Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Oh, well, that brings
one
our
of these is not like her
right now.
And we have tickets for the 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show tomorrow morning on an all-new program.